as a gangbanger looking at me, I feel real scared for my life.
I want to graduate because they say I won't.
My neighborhood is a dangerous place. I'm safe in my school and where I live.
Not even try to drop out of school. It would disappoint everybody who believes in me. I even disappoint myself.
Introducing Class of 06, 10 films by 10 students trying to graduate. Online at boostup.org. A new way for friends and parents to help kids graduate. High school is hard. Graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken.
And you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
A shocking turn.
I was with JonBenet when she died.
In the murder of JonBenet Ramsey, Lebanese troops move into Hezbollah territory. Teenagers having a party.
You can be almost certain that alcohol and drugs will be present.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. A stunning admission from a man who says he was with JonBenet Ramsey the night she died.
Her death was an accident.
John Mark Carr, after his arrest in Bangkok, Thailand, in a case that gripped the country 10 years ago, the murder of a six-year-old girl in her Boulder, Colorado home. Ann Hurst with the U.S. Embassy in Bangkok says Carr faces a multitude of charges.
First-degree murder after deliberation. First-degree murder, felony murder, first-degree kidnapping, second-degree kidnapping, and sexual assault on a child.
I'm Kelly Cobiella in Boulder, Colorado. There is DNA evidence that has been out there. The police haven't matched it to anyone at this point. So the next step would be to see whether or not John Mark Carr is a match for that DNA, the evidence that was found on JonBenet Ramsey's panties and under her fingernails.
I'm Lee Frank in Boulder, Colorado. News of the arrest spread quickly around this upscale college town where for nearly 10 years there have been lingering doubts about who killed JonBenet Ramsey.
I thought it was very mysterious.
I thought all these years that the family was involved, and now it looks like they weren't.
It always seemed there might have been an intruder. It seemed so unlikely that the parents would have done that.
The man arrested in Thailand reportedly was tracked down after sending emails revealing gruesome details about the murder of six-year-old JonBenet Ramsey. Lee Frank, CBS News, Boulder.
And the suspect has a legal past in California, as we hear from KCBS reporter Margie Schaefer.
John Mark Carr worked briefly as an elementary substitute teacher in Napa and Petaluma.
The wife worked, and he didn't always, and didn't play with his kids.
That is former neighbor Sylvia Ross, who remembers his arrest on porn charges in 2001. Carr and his wife separated soon after, his three kids going with their mother.
If that guy did that, and those kids have to live with that, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Margie Schaefer, CBS News, Petaluma, California.
Despite U.S. efforts to quell sectarian bloodshed in Baghdad, the insurgency appears to be getting stronger. The New York Times reports a sharp increase in roadside bomb attacks against U.S. and Iraqi forces last month. They've more than doubled since January. At Fort Lewis, Washington today, the legality of the war is likely to be on trial at a hearing for an officer who's refusing deployment to Iraq.
He is accused of disobeying orders, but supporters of Army Lieutenant Aaron Watata, mostly anti-war activists, say he did the right thing.
Let everyone know that you support the lieutenant and you support people who are refusing this illegal war.
In a military courtroom today, witnesses for the defense are expected to challenge the war's legality.
He has a right to absent himself from committing crimes against peace.
Francis Boyle is an international law expert from the University of Illinois, but there are many near this military base who disagree with the lieutenant and feel he should be punished.
When you join the Army, you have the responsibility to follow the orders of the officers appointed above you.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Fort Lewis, Washington.
Well, the president's handling of Iraq and Iran is coming under new pressure. Almost two dozen former national security experts, diplomats, and retired generals are calling for a radical policy change in an open letter released today. Among those who signed, retired Army Lieutenant General Robert Gard.
How are we going to negotiate any sort of reasonable stability in the area when we won't talk to the major players?
In southern Lebanon, the transition is on. Lebanese troops are deploying, and Israeli forces are relinquishing their positions to the UN. And in another development, a Middle East Airlines passenger jet has flown into Beirut. It's the first commercial flight into the airport in more than a month. It's 4 past the hour.
This hour brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. His name is John Mark Carr, a former school teacher, now a suspect in the murder case of JonBenet Ramsey.
This is a guy who's been disturbed
in the last 3 or 4 years and writing emails about the case. He's been arrested. Apparently, they don't have DNA on him or handwriting, just confessions.
Reporter Carol McKinley on the arrest of Carr this week in Thailand. It's been nearly 10 years since JonBenet's body was found in the family's Boulder home. Carr's family denies he did it. Vindication, the word family and friends of JonBenet's family are using to describe their feelings. John and Patsy Ramsey both portrayed as suspects in the death of their daughter, sharing their frustrations in a 1999 interview with Fox News Channel.
This is the first time it's really been appropriate for us to talk out. I mean, you've got to remember, we were under suspicion for 3 years.
The umbrella.
The umbrella of suspicion.
I mean, it's hard to take all of this again and again and again.
Patsy Ramsey died in June from ovarian cancer. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We got a bit of a tough drive, any traffic trying to make the transition coming off of northbound I-25 to go east or westbound I-70. Single car crash, vehicle spun out, crash into that left wall. And you do have police blocking up the left lane of that ramp, and it is backing up northbound I-25. Traffic starting right around 38th Avenue as you try and make the transition there. That seems to be the only trouble spot. We're starting to see the fill-in across the rest of the highways. A little bit of a milestone through T-Rex is that Washington on-ramp onto northbound I-25 has reopened to traffic this morning after being closed over the last couple of years. Go ahead and use that. Security wait time if you're headed out to DIA right now, just about 5 minutes. Looking at your weather for...
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare.
Huh.
But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our confidence. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Do you know
the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Accusations against Gwen Green, who does have an opponent and is running for election, and we're going to talk to her about this poll. Could it be another one of these polls conducted by the Trailhead Group? We'll find out. Also, at 8:45 this morning, Bill Ritter will join us to talk about his race for governor, talk about Bob Beaupre's lieutenant governor pick, and also to clear up the decision on the Paul Childs case. We got a couple of callers yesterday who have a problem with that case and also have a problem with Ritter really, what's the word I'm looking for? Never really going after a police officer in a police shooting. So we're going to talk to him about that. And then, you know, I've traded shots with quite a few listeners about Lou Dobbs. And there's an article out in the Nation magazine. It'll hit the newsstands coming up next week, I believe, about Lou Dobbs and the fact that Lou Dobbs basically stage manages the news. And this this writer for the Nation talked to several ex and current Lou Dobbs staff members, and also the fact that Lou Dobbs puts on guests who have connections to known hate groups and doesn't acknowledge the fact, doesn't tell the viewers that these people have these connections. And so we will talk to Daphne Daphne Avitar, a Brooklyn-based writer and a 2005 Alicia Patterson fellow. We'll talk to her about Lou Dobbs, and that's after 9 o'clock as well as open phones. It's 6:13, 13 minutes after 6. I really don't know how to get into the big story of the morning here, other than to tell you that to my recollection, when I was here before and did a show with a guy by the name of Steve Alexander on KHOW, and we did afternoons together, it wasn't particularly a political show. It was, we just got on the air and goofed, basically, and made fun of a lot of things. And I don't remember specifically that I ever went after the Ramsey family, about the JonBenet Ramsey. I know that I picked on the Boulder DA, and I know that I picked on the Boulder police about not being able to solve the case, but I don't remember specifically going after them. As a matter of fact, I remember having a verbal fight. You know, I don't want to use the term altercation because that wouldn't be right, but I had an argument with the then head of programming here about the fact that I wasn't doing enough JonBenet Ramsey. So, yeah, I can't come forward as Craig Silverman did yesterday on KHOW and apologize for pointing the finger at the Ramsey family. You know, if I did do it, then I'm just as wrong as the rest of the media, who basically conducted an electronic lynching of the family. When I left here and went to Chicago, I basically lost track of the story. So there are a lot of developments that came about in the story over the intervening 10 years that I didn't know, because it never made the Chicago Tribune, it never made the Sun-Times, and I never bothered to follow it, and I never went on the internet and looked at the Rocky Mountain News or the Denver Post to even see where the story was. I have a couple of questions about this story for you, and there's no way that we can get around this morning talking about it. Not talking about it, rather. I mean, we just can't do it. I mean, you got to talk about it. But it raises a couple of important questions. One of these questions is this. And I kind of remember asking this question at the time. And I've used it in arguments about people of color and about middle and lower middle class people. If JonBenet Ramsey had not been white, had not come from a rich family, would this have made national news? Now, you know, there's the Erne Thompson case, which I don't know the ins and outs of that case. I didn't follow that case either, because basically it's not what we do here on AM 760. But I don't remember... As far as I know, I don't remember the Erne Thompson case making the cover of the New York Times. The JonBenet Ramsey case and the fingering of this guy, John Mark Carr, who we don't know if he's innocent or guilty, even though he confessed, you know, he could be a crackpot for all we know. This guy, John Mark Carr, I mean, it made the front above the fold page of the New York Times this morning. It is right there smack dab in the middle of the New York Times. You can go to the New York Times website, and you can look at it, and you can see it yourself. So my question is this like another Natalie Holloway type of thing, where because JonBenet Ramsey was a rich white kid, that this made like headlines all over the United States, that this was a much followed story, that every newscast last night, and even our own news here, on AM 760 Progressive Talk, you know, is leading with this story. If this were an African-American or Hispanic child, would the same thing happen? That's question number one. And question number two is about trying people in the media and this idea that we presume that people are guilty until proven innocent, and that the media gets into a feeding frenzy and starts going crazy and all but, you know, convicts people in public, and that when you read something or you hear something about somebody, your first immediate response is, yeah, the person did it. Yeah, they're guilty. And I've heard that out of a number of people on a number of different occasions. Then, you know, there's another part to this story. If this were a middle or lower middle class family, particularly a family of color, would they have been able to hire private detectives? Would they have been able to hire a lawyer? Would they be able to lawyer up and get a big law firm and stay out of jail? Or would they end up in jail? Because they wouldn't have the resources. And this calls into question the idea that American justice cuts on a dollar bill. So there are those complications to the story that are out there, or those questions, I guess I should say, not complications, but those questions to the story. And I grapple with the idea of us even doing it this morning. But it is a big news story, and you can't stay away from it. And it gives us a rare opportunity to kind of have a look into the media, and also have a look into into the American justice system and to have a look into how things are portrayed. So, you know, I'd be interested in getting your thoughts on any or all of these points. And maybe I've thrown out too many points at one time here. 303-713-7600. And also, you know, John Turk asked me about this, and I think it's a valid question, too. What do you do about the media that went after this, the Ramsey? Should they sue him? Do they need to apologize? You know, it's getting to the point here where you just can't trust the media anymore. And I was thinking about this on the way into work this morning. I've been involved with the media for 34 years, and it's worse now than it's ever been. I really believe that. I mean, the media's credibility is thin. It really is thin. All right. Let's talk about it. 303-713-7600. I got three lines open, and I'd be interested to see what you think about the aspects of the Ramsey situation and about the fingering of this John Mark Carr. I don't want to speculate on the Ramsey's guilt or innocence, or this guy John Mark Carr's guilt or innocence, because once again, it seems to me that the media now is turning around and doing the same thing to this guy that they did the Ramsey thing.
Thousands of Colorado couples cannot achieve their dream of having a baby. You can help give the miracle of life. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program helps people achieve their dreams. If you are a non-smoking female between 19 and 32 and have some college education, you may be eligible to receive $5,000 for your time and commitment. Call 303-806-6732 or colloeggdonor.com. Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine, 303-806-6732 or colloeggdonor.com.
In the universe of guitar players, everywhere you go, his footprints are already there. Jeff Beck, stomping on new ground. The fierce guitar of Jeff Beck, live. September 21st at the Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. Jeff Beck.
Y'all hear what Mama said.
Technical mastery. Legendary performances. Jeff Beck. September 21st, Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. For all the news, check out jeffbeck.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Jeff Beck, part of the Coors Light Live concert series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Find out the truth for yourself. Call today and set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, CON.com.
How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you ever dreamed of? Now you can. Tori says,
my income goes up every day. My check goes up every month. I now make six figures in my pajamas. It's just amazing. I can walk into a store and buy something without looking at the price tag. It is just a totally different lifestyle.
Go to homebiz2006.com and order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package, shipping not included. Log on to homebiz2006.com. homebiz2006.com.
Ahem. I am Otto, Northwest Parkway's new spooksowl. Many auditioned, but they chose me because I'm wise. My wise tip today is save time by driving the Northwest Parkway. Go to flywithauto.com for more wise tips.
When the kid says,
Dad, are we almost there?
Now at least you'll know with a Garmin GPS. Garmin, the leader in, yep, we're there, car navigation.
I'll take you there.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I was with JonBenet when she died.
That's John Mark Carr talking about in Thailand, talking about the fact that he was with JonBenet Ramsey when she died. Hey, you know what? Listen to the show tomorrow, because we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to see the Denver Broncos take on the Tennessee Titans. That's Saturday, August the 19th. You got to be the seventh caller at 303-631-2760 and answer a Broncos trivia question correctly to win. And I have no idea about Broncos football, but we're going to do this tomorrow. So we're going to do it at 7:22, by the way, so I'm even giving you the time. So the question will be read on the air at 7:20. So if you want to win Broncos tickets, 7:20. All right, let's examine the media. Let's examine this case. And I've asked a whole ton of questions here about the whole JonBenet Ramsey situation, as far as the media, as far as how justice is and the system operates in this country. And I love your input. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike at Inglewood. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, sir.
Hi.
And yesterday I was a first-time caller, and here you've got me twice in 2 days. So obviously I'm now an engaged listener.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I need at least three people out there to listen to the show at all times.
At least this early in the morning.
Yeah, you got it, man. You're up early. That's sure. That's for true.
Well, that's what happens when you're a school teacher.
Yeah, I hear you.
Anyway, according to the civics books, we're supposed to teach students that it's a justice system, but I think my students know differently that what we have is not a justice system, but a legal system, because justice is not colorblind in this country. If you have a lots of green, you're probably going to get off.
Yeah. You know what? It's very, very true, and what we're taught in school is one thing. But what you see in the headlines and what you see every single day is another. And anybody who has ever been involved, you know, even in a basic thing like a lawsuit against somebody who has, like, a lot of money or a company that has, like, a lot of money, you know that basically they've got more rights than you do because they got more green than you do.
Yeah, it's pretty sad commentary, and I doubt the founding fathers would have envisioned this. But, here we have a country with 1% of our population incarcerated or on parole. What's that, 2.5 million?
Yeah, I've often had arguments with people about this who point to the large amount of African Americans.
It's one out of every 19 in America.
That are
a little over 5%.
Yeah, that are incarcerated. And I've often asked them, gee, I'd really like them to do a study, and I'd really like them to break it down as to what some of these people's economic status was. So did they get public defenders? Did they get competent legal representation? Because you're absolutely right. I mean, you look at the O.J. Simpson case, for instance.
The aberration. He's got lots of money.
Yeah, so. Very high profile. So he has, like, a lot of bread, and he's able to hire, like, all these attorneys and all these forensic experts and the whole thing, and he gets off. But if that, even if you remove the color, if that were you or I,
we're toast.
Yeah, if we suddenly got fingered, I mean, our house would be gone. Our bank accounts would be drained, and unless we found some lawyer who would come along and say, look, Mike, I believe in your innocence. Jay, I believe in your innocence. I'll waive the fee and I'll take it because you're getting screwed over. You're right. You and I'd be in jail. I mean, we'd be writing people from Supermax or something.
And I think the thing that really got most people crazed about this whole JonBenet thing is, that night I was here. I mean, I remember it snowed. It was a light half inch. And, where are the tracks in and out? And the fact that only the parents knew about that secret room under the basement with the under the stairwell and, because that's where they had hid the Christmas presents. And, just as a professional teacher, we're trained to recognize child abuse. And usually, like a young lady who's in first grade, after 3 or 4 months with a teacher, they're starting to trust an adult that's outside the family. And so I had, for a long time, thought that, okay, this child was probably abused, and she said something like, I'm going to tell. And so for years I've been thinking that. So if this actually turns out to have some wacko, of course, it doesn't look great on my profession that he was a substitute teacher in any capacity, but it's just a sad commentary because now you can have every politician weighing in from Beaupre to Owens to, it's just going to be a sad event. But anyway, I just wanted to make those comments, and I'm really enjoying listening to your show. Got to keep it going, buddy. You're doing a great job.
All right, well, I'll try. Hey, Mike, have a good day, and thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let me go to Mary in Fort Collins. Mary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I guess I think that there's no doubt that something my dad used to say, well, he said it once or twice to me anyway, back in the 60s when various people were getting busted for drugs and that sort of thing. He said, the rich get justice and the poor get law.
That's very true.
Yeah, no doubt. But I think the thing that struck, well, a lot of us, especially those of us who are parents and have had children that age, was the beauty queen aspect of the whole thing. And I remember the day after the murder, seeing the article and the picture of the little girl for the first time with her mascara and her bleached blonde hair and thinking, my God, this is one sick family.
Did you really think that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember thinking that it was weird. I remember thinking that it was strange. But... you know, I thought the whole thing was strange. I thought the whole thing was bizarre.
It was just bizarre.
And even though we were forced to talk about, you know, here are the two things I remember. The two things I remember about working here before was that there was a tremendous amount of pressure by management to talk about this case, and there was also pressure by management at the time not to say anything about Dr. Laura's nude photos. And I remember those two things, and I remember that we did talk about it, and that. You know, we picked on the Boulder Police Department, and I might have said, you know, some disparaging things about the Ramseys, but I didn't, you know, I didn't make a habit of going after them, but man, people just went nuts, and I wonder if that whole beauty queen aspect, that whole, you know, kitty kind of beauty queen thing kind of egged them on and added an air of strangeness to it.
Oh, it absolutely had to. The only other thing I comment I have on it is I read the book. Was it called Perfect Murder, Perfect Town?
And, yes, by Lawrence Schiller.
Yes, and having grown up in Boulder, I found it a very interesting book in his comments. But the things is, and I never, I mean, who could really judge and who could say that these people obviously, you know, most likely love their daughter. It just doesn't make any sense that they would have killed her. It might make more sense that the mother might have been exhausted and maybe the kid was having problems that night and the mother hauled off and smacked her and the whole thing was an accident. But it was the comments that the lady cop, the woman cop that they first sent on the scene, and she was having such a hard time controlling, there was too much commotion going on, but she had a couple of comments, and one was that the people were acting as the Ramseys were acting as though there were a death in the family, but not that there was a kidnapping. The note had said that you'll be hearing from us as far as the ransom, but every time the phone rang, they didn't react to that at all.
Yeah, but what are we all going to say now? And what is the media saying now if this guy, this car guy, turns out to be the guy who did the crime?
Exactly.
I mean, because you know what? They were electronically lynched. You know, like I said in the opening, I mean, the media now is the worst I've ever seen it in 34 years. It is the worst I have ever seen it.
Okay.
Mary, thank you. I appreciate the call.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Two aspects of this case. Number one, if this were a kid of color from a middle or lower middle class family, do you think this would make the front page of the New York Times? And two, the media. The media all but lynched this family, right? You know, let's talk about the media's role in this. 6:32, 28 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And Aaron O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to drag you into this.
Okay.
unless you want to be dragged into it, but I mean, what are people in the media going to say? I mean, I know Craig Silverman over who does afternoons over on KHOW,
mm-hmm.
Basically apologized yesterday on the air for pointing a finger at the Ramseys.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not attracted to these cases like Natalie Holloway, the Ramseys. I think these things are tragic, but it's like, man, this country's really got a real attraction to this kind of stuff. And also, you know, we do. We presume people are guilty until they're proven innocent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We like to kind of test our own theories.
Yeah, it should be the other way around, shouldn't it?
Absolutely.
I don't know, man. Not a good day, not a good day, I don't think, for the media.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, the media has been having a lot of bad days recently. All right, let's talk about how bad traffic is, or maybe how bad or how good it is.
Well, actually, we're just kind of seeing the standard delays around town with southbound loaded up already. Southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th. And we're starting to crawl across downtown from 38th to Spear. We had that earlier crash, northbound I-25 on the ramp to I-70, really had us hung up for a while. That's been cleared, and even the backups are gone, so that's looking much better in that transition. As far as the rest of the highways, we're just kind of packing in around town, but speed's still up on the high side. And don't forget that Washington on-ramp to northbound I-25. It's been closed over the last couple of years as part of the T-Rex project. That is open this morning, officially open, so go ahead and use that. Looking at your weather for today, sunny, warmer.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Check our website at money.org.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Her death was an accident.
So you were in the basement?
Yes.
Good morning. It's 6:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 92, partly sunny skies. That's John Mark Carr. And, yeah, we're talking about it, the JonBenet Ramsey situation. How can you not? I mean, it makes the cover of the New York Times. And I'm just asking the questions about the media's involvement in this. And the idea that the media, that there was electronic lynching going on, in regards to the Ramsey family. And also the idea about if this were a kid from a middle or lower middle class family, and this kid was of color, do you think this would make national news? Three lines open at 303-713-7600, and I just feel like the media is like, I'm wondering at times which the public holds in the lowest esteem, Congress or the media? Let's go to Brad in Cheyenne. Brad, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Actually, I think they're in a dead heat. The Congress or the media are about the same level of scum. And I don't say that just as an angry person. I say it because history always tells the truth. You know, and then the media, everybody on earth knows that the media is out for only one thing, and that is whatever it takes to build their bank accounts. They will butcher every human being, every story. They will make everybody guilty. Oh, then we've got to print the story to make them good. Then we've got to print the story to make them bad. And everybody knows that. It's not just the United States. Everybody on earth knows that if you don't have much money, you know, you're going to hell in a handbasket in our court system. That's just how it is. And if you have a lot of money, whether you're black or white, doesn't make any difference. If you have money, then you stall and you get off, you know, usually scot-free, things like that. What you're saying isn't new to anybody. It's been going on for 200, 250 years in this country. So
yeah, but it seems
to think it's a new thing now.
I don't think it's a new thing, but I think that in my 34 years of being involved with the media, there used to be some standards, and there also used to be some degree of fairness, and there also used to be some degree of ethics involved. And now it seems like there doesn't seem to be any of that anymore. That's number one. Number two, we live in a country where the death penalty is in effect in many states, and I question the idea of the way the legal system works and the fact that it does cut on money. I question that system, and we're putting people's lives at risk here, and we could be executing the wrong people. Look at all the people that were exonerated when I was living in Illinois, who had their sentences commuted. I mean, they weren't let out of jail, but they had their sentences commuted because there was some kind of a problem with the system. And people scream and yell about the amount of appeals that go on, but yet we're talking about people's lives, and we're talking about people many times who don't get adequate representation and have some problem, you know, at their trial. I mean, the most famous thing that I remember, which I always bring up to people, is the story of the guy who's on trial for his life, and his defense attorney falls asleep during the trial because
yeah.
It's a public defender. Or then how about the other one? There's another example where a guy's on trial for his life, and it turns out that his public defender is sleeping with the prosecutor. I mean, we have all of this.
And they're probably both guys.
Well, I don't know about that, but, I mean, we have all this going on, you know, and it's like, I mean, come on. And then what do you say to the Ramsey family? I mean, and I'm sure that I did my share of going after them, although I remember fighting with management here about not wanting to have to do it every single day. What do you say to them? If this guy this guy turns out to be the guy who indeed did it, but what happens if this guy's a crackpot and he comes forward and confesses to something that he didn't do, and now the media is running around acting as if he's they got the guy, he's the perpetrator. We're doing it all over again.
Yeah. I guess part of what I would say is good or bad on the media. If you can keep things stirred up, now, if you poke red-hot irons at the Ramsey family saying they're guilty, it might make them push harder to, to prove their innocence by helping catch the right person, so that's a good thing. And if the media, it might sound like a goofy thing, but the more the media pokes red-hot irons at everybody, it stirs everybody up enough to where somebody probably will figure out what the right answer is instead of just letting it go to sleep. So that's kind of a good thing to keep it stirred up to where, it gets figured out right, even if it takes 10 or 12 years. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, it does sound reasonable, except I have one problem with it, and that is that the media is extremely lazy, seems to be extremely lazy, and doesn't poke red-hot irons where it should, and that the media is supposed to be designed in this country to act as another check and balance against governmental authority and government power. And a lot of times the media doesn't come through, and what we end up doing is, what the media ends up doing is the media ends up feeding the American public crap and sensationalism instead of
Democrats.
Well, that's not true.
Well,
no, that's not true. I've worked in the media for 34 years, and 99% of them, number one, are not Democrats. Number two, the people who make the decisions and the people who dictate what you do, many of them that I've worked for have been Republicans and have been conservatives. And the media cuts on the idea of making a dollar bill and goes with conventional wisdom 9 times out of 10 and is very slow to get behind the curb to wake up to what's really going on out there.
Well, how, can you tell me then why? I'm not 100% for President Bush. I like him a lot, and I like what he stands for. Why is 99%, I use the word 99, why does it seem like every time you turn on the news anymore, if it isn't Fox or somebody, they butcher everything he says or does, even if it has nothing to do with anything, they make it his, they jump down to, a Republican can't make a move without some media form today, just butchering them for it, hanging them, and just ridiculing them.
Well, give me an example. Give me an example of number one above what you're talking about. That's number one. And number two, all I have to do is point to Clinton, who the media had a field day with. But you know what? Bush has been doing things. I mean, if you pick up the New York Times yesterday, Thomas L. Friedman, who is conservative, who is a big proponent of the war, writes a devastating column yesterday, taking George W. Bush and Dick Cheney to task for the management of the Iraq War and calling for a change in strategy. He is not by any means a liberal. He is not by any means a Democrat. And even he's echoing it. There are other people who are making the same statements. George Will admitted in... All right, now, you know who George Will is.
I've heard the name. I don't really know.
All right,
he's
a conservative columnist. He's been a conservative columnist for years. Even he has come forward and said that when it comes to the terrorism, that the administration is exploiting it for its own good, and that the administration, that John Kerry was right on how to prosecute the war on, quote-unquote, the war on terror. But give me an example of where the mainstream media picks on George W. Bush every single day, because I'll give you numerous examples where the media didn't do its job and gave this guy a pass. Gave this guy a total pass and never questioned anything and accepted everything that was told to them. Judith Miller lost her job at the New York Times for basically taking what Scooter Libby had told her and rewriting it as news and printing it, and it turned out to be wrong. So she lost her job. She got fired over it. There was also a woman in the Washington Post who lost her gig for the exact same reason. I mean, the media lays down to government authority, and one of the reasons that they lay down to government authority is because government threatens them. And so they go along with it. I mean, you know, that's a common misheld conventional wisdom that the media is dominated by liberals, when in reality, if you look at what goes on in the media, the majority of it is they report the status quo. Let me give you one last final example of this. I want you to think about this. In a recent poll released, like it was last week, I think it was released, 60% of the people in this country, 60% of the people in this country are against the war and think there's something wrong. Yet, Joe Lieberman is labeled as being a centrist, when in reality, he's out of the mainstream, and so is the Republican Party. So I rest my case on that. 6:47, it's 47 minutes before the hour. We're talking about the JonBenet Ramsey situation, 303-713-7600, and about the media's role in this, and also about the fact that if this were a little girl of color, do you think anybody, I mean, would it make national news like this? I mean, did the Ernie Thompson case make national news? I think it made news around here, but I don't think that they know about it in Atlanta or Detroit or Chicago or Los Angeles. You know, our fetish with things like the JonBenet Ramsey case, Natalie Holloway, and what was done to the Ramsey family. Your comments about the media and its role in all of this, you know, critically examining this stuff. 303-713.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
In high definition, we sound like an FM station.
Really?
Get all the details about HD Radio on AM760.net.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to DenverHomePrice.com. At DenverHomePrice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my stock investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my stock investor website, call 1-800-889-8896. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-889-8896. That's 1-800-889-8896.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Keep your car running right and save money today. Get to AutoZone now and change your oil and filter every 3 months or 3,000 miles. Now, for a limited time at AutoZone, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX motor oil and a Fram oil filter for only $11.99. That's right, just $11.99. See store for details. Don't send your engine to an early grave. Get to AutoZone. Change your oil and get more life out of your car.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hi.
Hey.
I really need a manicure.
Whoa.
I know.
What happened?
I broke this nail on macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni?
This one on a brownie.
Brownie.
The pinky nail was from a scrambled egg.
Egg.
Still scratching your dishes clean after they come out of the dishwasher? Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs combine the scrubbing power of Cascade with the grease-fighting power of Dawn. So even sticky food won't stick.
I broke the pinky nail on lasagna, the thumbnail on a scrambled egg.
Maybe you should eat out more.
Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs. Dishwashing that's truly automatic.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6:51, 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 92, partly sunny. Did I tell you good morning? Yeah, good morning. Thanks for being here. We're talking about the Ramsey situation. You can't avoid it. You got to talk about the JonBenet. I mean, it's the biggest thing going on. All the newscasts are leading with it. And this guy, John Mark Carr, who knows if he, you know, if he really, I mean, who knows what his story is? He confessed to this, but he, you know, his mother, or no, I'm sorry, his wife, his ex-wife, and his brother say he was with them the night of the murder. You know, and is the media doing to this guy what they did to the Ramseys? And we get this electronic lynching thing going on, and we seem to have this fetish with the Natalie Holloways and the JonBenet Ramseys and. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Tom on I-70. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, I just wanted to compliment you on the way you handled that last guy, the right winger that thinks that the media is picking on Bush. You got it exactly right. The media has totally given these guys on everything, and it's outrageous that you know they're still. Sitting out here saying this kind of stuff, and it drives me crazy. I have a Republican friend who will sit there and spew Bill O'Reilly talking points to me, and I just want to strangle him. It's so frustrating because they're just swallowing this stuff, hook, line, and sinker, and they just see what they want to see. They got the blinders on. I wish I was as quick with the facts And the counter argument is you are in those situations.
Well, I'm not always quick with it, and yesterday I couldn't even say the First Amendment on the air, so I slipped up on that. But you know, this guy Ron, who's telling me this, you know, if he had hung on the line, and if I had more time, and I'll tell the story now. I've told it before, but I'm going to tell it again. You know what? When I worked in Chicago, I was told what I could and could not say, that I could not give my true feelings when Rush Limbaugh got popped for drugs. I had to be quiet about that, that I could not get on the air and say what I really felt about Ronald Reagan when he died. That's one of the reasons why I exited a high-paying job at a major market big radio station and came here, because I just couldn't put up with that. And this idea that the media is all liberal and that everybody involved in the media is liberal is absolute and complete nonsense, because corporations are not liberal, and in the end result is that they will do what it takes, what they think is right, to be able to get numbers and be able to get people to listen to them. And one of the nice things about this job is, while I don't have as many listeners as I've had at previous jobs, and we struggle to get by here a lot of the time, nobody's ever come to me and told me what I could or could not say.
Oh, exactly. You know, and the thing you're saying about the media right there, what I have to point out to people is, it's not a liberal media. It's a corporate media. And it puts the stuff out there in the ways that, the corporate hierarchy wants to see it presented, so that they can push their agenda on this, whatever it happens to be. And for people to sit there and say it's a liberal media, man, that just drives me crazy. If it's a liberal media, how is it possible that the guys like Bill O'Reilly and Hannity and all those knuckleheads can even exist?
Because
in a liberal media, those guys would be nowhere.
Because it sells, that's why. Because
exactly.
It sells. And you know what? That's exactly what they're interested in. Tom, thank you, man. Appreciate
thank
the call.
You. Have a good day.
All right. Let's go to Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Whoops. This is line one. Dave, have I got you? Go ahead.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. You know, in thinking about a lot of the things that have happened as far as our media is concerned, number one, where's the accountability in this, in the end? These people who vilified the Ramses out of this whole deal, provided that this car guy is guilty and they've got the right guy and so on and so forth, but you know, there's no accountability to that. I mean, they will, even if the Ramses were to file a lawsuit against them and win for defamation of character in that situation, they would wind up getting paid money under the table, and it would be forgotten about. And these are the things that we can't forget about. And I mean, it's just like what you brought up yesterday with this bit about George Allen, with his macaca statement, you know, and Beau Prez. Little tart, whatever she is, saying what she said. You know, these people need to have their feet held to the fire. And I was telling John on the phone, it reminds me, and it's so much Orwellian in this, that, out of 1984, that Fox News reminds me of the two-minute hate syndrome. They are indicative of that. Everything is hate, 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 and it's directed at one particular group of people, coming from one particular group of people. There is a class difference, and if you're not part of the upper echelon and have the money, then you're guilty of something, and it doesn't matter. And you know the corporate media in itself, the right wingers, especially who control it all, are trying to just eliminate us or twist our minds in ways that, you know, people are afraid to make their own decisions about stuff. People are afraid to find out the truth for themselves anymore. They're gullible enough to believe what they hear on TV.
Well, I think that's part of it. I also think people don't have the time. Like, the listeners of this station are the most informed people I know of, but most people don't fit into that category, and most people don't have the time to go and find these things out for themselves. Dave, thanks, man. Have a good day.
I will see you.
All right. We'll continue with this. 303-713-7600, a critical examination of the media and its role in this whole JonBenet Ramsey situation and the electronic lynching of the Ramsey family, which is basically what it was. The idea that justice cuts on the corner of a dollar bill, you know? We'll talk more about it coming up.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Be happier with my Regency Bristol Windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Someday, you're going to get the answer to the question, where does all my money go? Well, today, a Wells Fargo checking account with My Spending Report can help. You see, My Spending Report is an online financial organizer. It's free, and you can only get it from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday to get your finances organized? Call, click, or stop by and open a Wells Fargo checking account with free My Spending Report today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The biggest motorsport event of 2006 is here, the Rocky Mountain Muscle Car and Truck Festival. Watch the baddest names in the monster truck world face off. Bigfoot, Carolina Crusher, Monster Patrol, and more. Monster truck rides with a Colorado Crusher, mud races, truck pulls, wet t-shirt contest, show and shine with hot rods, muscle cars, 4x4s, and much more. August 26th and 27th at Island Grove Park. Doors open at 9 a.m. Tickets through Tickets West or any King Supers location. Sponsored by Flowmaster, Fine Line Signs and Graphics, Summit Racing, and Rocky Mountain Mobile Truck Service.
At John Carr speaking to reporters in Thailand a few hours ago.
I love die accidentally.
In an exclusive interview with the Associated Press, Carr went on to say he's very sorry for what happened. Carr also said he wrote a number of letters to Patsy Ramsey before she died in June. A short time ago, we asked CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen how Carr's statements could affect his defense.
If you're the defense attorney here, you have to go after your own client and try to convince jurors that he's making it all up, that he's a student of the case, and is just saying what he thinks prosecutors want to say. That's why other evidence in this case, linking Carr or not, still will be very important.
Carr's connection to the Ramsey family isn't clear, but the family lawyer says Carr lived near the Ramseys in Georgia before they moved to Boulder, Colorado. Police reportedly took an interest in Carr because emails he sent a Colorado college professor included information only the killer should know. CBS's Aaron Moriarty tells us DNA evidence from the crime scene could seal the state's case.
The DNA analysis is everything. The whole reason why no one in the Ramsey family had ever been arrested was because the DNA did not match anyone in the family. So I think it's going to be critical whether it matches this suspect.
Carr could be extradited from Thailand in a few days to face charges of kidnapping, murder, and sexual assault. An Army man could be prosecuted for refusing to ship out for Iraq, but if it comes to that, the war itself may be on trial.
This is Steve Futterman at Fort Lewis, Washington. Lieutenant Aaron Watrada is the first officer to face a possible court-martial for refusing to go to Iraq. A two-day hearing begins here today. Witnesses will be heard, and at the end, it will be decided if a court-martial should take place. Defense attorneys say they hope to put the war itself on trial. They will claim the war is illegal.
In Baghdad, American military officials say the number of roadside bombs targeting U.S. soldiers increased sharply last month. Are Americans losing their appetite for eating out? Live to CBS's Jim Shenefe.
Well, Frank, the restaurant business hasn't had a slump like this since back in 1991. But is it the food? Maybe people are reacting to all the talk about America's obesity epidemic. Well, experts say it's all about disposable income. The high price of gasoline taking a big bite out of people's pocketbooks, that means less cash for eating out. Casual dining chains among the biggest losers, while the fast food companies actually made more money in the second quarter.
The latest survey on teenage drinking and drug abuse shows that mom and dad may be in serious denial. The survey found that a third of all teenagers, half of those 17 years old, drink and use drugs at house parties even when their parents are in the house. 80% of the parents insisted that wasn't the case. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
Come into your local Goodyear retailer for the Goodyear MVP Tire Sale. Plus, get up to a $40 cash card with a purchase of four selected Goodyear tires. And ask how you can double your cash card value up to $80 on qualifying purchases. Our lineup is stacked from top to bottom with Goodyear's most valuable products, like the award-winning Assurance and Forterra tires featuring triple tread technology. Hurry, because both the Goodyear MVP Tire Sale and cash card offers end August 26th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for the complete details and the retailer near you. Certain restrictions apply.
Diane Mintz is a realtor. She helps people buy and sell real estate. But those aren't the only people Diane helps.
Every year I send inner-city children to camp.
She knows that something that the kids may learn from camp may change their life completely.
The Realtor Code of Ethics is about treating people fairly and honestly. I make a promise to conduct business fairly, and I've also made a promise to these kids.
Across the country, realtors like Diane Mintz are making a difference in their communities and setting examples for others to do the same. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A press conference is scheduled for later this morning in Boulder as the DA's office will divulge further information on the arrest of John Carr, the man who has confessed in Thailand to killing JonBenet Ramsey. Ramsey's father, John, interviewed by Nine News after the announced arrest yesterday and praised the process.
I'm just absolutely impressed with the effort that went into accomplishing this by the Boulder DA's office and the other agencies that were involved all over the world, including the Thai police. And it's very, just beyond impressive what they accomplished.
He was also asked if Patsy knew an arrest was imminent before she died.
She knew that they were working very diligently on it and that they had a suspect and that they were in the process of locating him. Yes, she did.
Press conference scheduled for 10 a.m. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, in addition to our usual delays we're catching on along these highways, we've got a couple of problems that's starting to slow up traffic in unexpected places. Traffic trying to get into the downtown area for northbound I-25. We're running heavy getting up through the bridges. There was a stall approaching 6th Avenue that had the left lane hung up. Looks like it's starting to get cleared over to the shoulder now, but stop and go you can expect on that approach to the Logan Street Bridge. Also, westbound C-470 right in between University and Broadway, a three-car pileup. All that activity's off to the right shoulder. We're starting to back up a little bit. Those eastbounders are already slowing to the Sunshine stop and go from Santa Fe, making that trip across Highlands Ranch. And another four-car pileup northbound 225 approaching Mississippi, pushing that traffic out of Aurora back to Parker Road. Looking at your weather for today, sunny, warmer, up to 93 for a high, slight chance of afternoon showers. We're at 64 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
This is Comedy Central. William Shatner roast Sunday night at 10, 9 Central. Take one.
I'm William Shatner. Get ready to set your faces to Comedy Central. I'm not reading this.
But you were Captain Kirk.
Was Captain Kirk. I am William Shatner, an Emmy and Golden Globe Award-winning actor.
Try the next line.
The Comedy Central... I don't talk like that.
Kirk did.
How's this? Go yourself.
The Comedy Central roast of William Shatner. Join Roastmaster Jason Alexander and the biggest names in stand-up as they take their best shots at Big Bill this Sunday at 10, 9 Central.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 92. Partly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Don't forget to listen tomorrow. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to see the Denver Broncos take on the Tennessee Titans on Saturday, August the 19th. We have a seventh caller at 303-631-2760 and answer a Broncos trivia question correctly to win. Somebody's going to write the question up for me because I have no idea about football. I never follow it. But I do know that a lot of people want to go see the Broncos, and maybe you're one of them. And you know what? I'll even give you the time. We'll do it at 7:20 tomorrow morning. So there you go. You want to go see the Broncos? Chance to win tomorrow morning at 7:20. Later on this morning, we're going to talk to State Representative Gwen Green. She's going to talk about this. A listener sent me an email about a push-pull poll that is being conducted that makes some pretty serious charges against her. And we don't know, have any idea who's doing this poll, and I don't know if anybody else has received any of these kind of calls. But we thought I got a guy who emailed me. I assume it's a guy, and we tipped her off to it, so we're going to give her a chance to get on and talk about it. I don't know if the Trailhead Group is behind this or who's behind it, but we'll talk about that with Gwen Green. Bill Ritter will join us also in the 8 o'clock hour to talk about his race for governor, about Bob Beaupre's pick for lieutenant governor. And also, I'll ask him a couple of questions about the Paul Childs case. And then, after 9 o'clock, for those of you that are big fans of CNN's Lou Dobbs, who is not really a journalist. I mean, he's more of a pundit now. He's become more of a talking head. There's a pretty damning article that has been written about him in The Nation magazine. And the gist of it is that he puts on people in his immigration battles. He puts on these immigration stories, broken border thing that he does every single day. He puts on people who have connections to hate groups and doesn't disclose that they do have connections, and also he doctors footage. And I never get this woman's name right. It's Daphne Evitar, I believe. And she documents, through talking to staffers, both working for Lou Dobbs and ones that have not worked, you know, that had used to work for him, that he shapes the stories, that he shapes the footage that he takes in the interviews to more or less, he shapes them to come to the outcome of the conclusion of the argument that he wants to make. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Lou Dobbs and about CNN, which most of us, you know, are caught in a situation when it comes to CNN. Most of us are caught in a situation where we watch it because, you know, you can't stand Fox. And MSNBC is not really a network, I mean, a news network. I mean, they have all these right-wing talking heads over there, including Chris Matthews and Tucker Carlson and Joe Scarborough, who, by the way, started his show the other night by asking the question, is George Bush an idiot? So we get stuck with CNN, and I don't know about you guys, but I find CNN to be less than satisfactory, and I can't figure out, you know, exactly what it is that they're intending to do or what they're trying to do. We're talking about the story this morning that you can't get away from because it's all over the news, and that's the JonBenet Ramsey situation. And the fact that this guy, John Mark Carr, has come forward and confessed, who knows if he's just a crackpot or if the Boulder police really have something. They'll talk about it at a press conference at 10 o'clock this morning. But the idea that the media went after the Ramsey family, and I was saying in the 6 o'clock hour that I know that I did a little bit of it, but I know I was not obsessed with it or carried away with it, because when I worked here before, I had fights with management about doing too much JonBenet Ramsey. I know I picked on the Boulder Police Department quite extensively, but I don't remember really going after the family. And when I left here, I lost track of the case totally. But it brings up a couple of questions. It brings up the media's credibility and about the idea that the media, in order to gain a buck, went after the family and the feeding frenzy that went on about this, and holding the media accountable for what they've done. Then the other thing is, it brings up the question of you know, JonBenet Ramsey comes from an upper-class, rich family. She's white. This attracted attention all over the United States when the story broke, when the murder happened. Today, every newscast is leading with it. It's even on the New York Times front page of their website, which I assume means it'll be on the front page above the fold in the New York Times. And I don't know how shocked you are by this or what you feel about it. You know, my feeling is that if this were a kid of color, or even a lower, you know, a middle class or lower middle class white kid, it wouldn't make the kind of news, it wouldn't get the kind of coverage across the United States and the world that JonBenet Ramsey got, or that, you know what, that Natalie Holloway got, that there was this, you know, obsession about Natalie Holloway in Aruba every single night there was something about this. And just like in the when the feeding frenzy was going on and the Ramsey family was under that umbrella of suspicion. Now, you know what? I don't know if this guy John Mark Carr did this or not. I don't have any idea. It seems to me all they have now are his confessions and nothing more. But now we're in a, you know, in a media frenzy. And last night, the media was acting as if this it was a certain thing that this John Mark Carr had done what he had done. Now, suppose he's some crackpot who just comes forward and says, okay, you know what, I did it. And, you know, he's a crackpot, basically. So, I'm trying to look at all the aspects of this. I'm trying to trying to quiz you about it. In my 34 years in the media, I mean, the media to me is at a pretty low point. You remember the Richard Jewell case? I do know of a guy that I used to work with, I'm not going to name names, who got sued by Richard Jewell, and the broadcast company that he worked for had to settle out of court in some kind of a sealed agreement or something, because he had gone over the line when it came to Richard Jewell, who later, you know, you might remember him from the Olympic Park bombings, and then later turns out that Richard Jewell was innocent and that he didn't do it, but that the media and the FBI and everybody else went after him. So, should the media collectively, here are the questions. Should the media collectively be ashamed of the way it treated the Ramsey family? And a lot of you have lived with this story a lot longer than I have, because I left the area in 1997, I believe it was, and went to Chicago, lost track of the case. I don't in any way, shape, or form know the ins and outs of the case. And to be honest with you, it's not the kind of thing that I would follow. It's not the kind of thing I would do on the air. This is not the kind of topic that we would talk about on a normal morning, other than the fact that you can't get away from it because it's all over the news. So should the media be collectively hang its head in shame over what happened with the Ramsey family? And also this idea about us seeming to be hung up on, you know, the fact that this was a rich white little girl, and that if she had been African American or Hispanic, or even a poor white little girl, I mean, would it have drawn that kind of coverage? And you know, then the last part about this is how about the justice or the legal system part of it? In that, if this were you or me, and we were accused of killing our kid, would we be able to, you know, hire lawyers and be able to lawyer up and be able to stay out of jail? Which the Ramseys have had every right to do that. I mean, that's an American right to get representation. But the problem is that you and I wouldn't get the same representation as somebody who has money. And we live in a country where in many states the death penalty is in effect. And we have high incarceration rates. And you know what? It's like, do these people get adequate justice? Do people who get pinched, regardless of what their color is, do they have adequate justice? I mean, do they get adequate justice? Because the person who has more money immediately gets off, and or gets some kind of gets into some kind of situation where, I mean, they don't serve the time they should serve. They get off. You know, there all these questions about it, and it seems like we don't really adequately. We don't adequately address this. We don't adequately look at it. And I gave a caller last hour. I gave the caller last hour a couple of examples. One of those being where the defense attorney falls asleep at the table during a murder trial. During the trial, he falls asleep. And then the other example is where the defense attorney is sleeping with the prosecutor. So we've got all these facets from A to Z. 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. I think the story is really very telltale about how things are covered in this country, what we as a public are hung up on and what we're not hung up on, and about the way the legal system operates in this country. And it even reflects down to incarceration. I mean, it reflects on a lot of things. So I'd love to hear from you about this at 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons. Get plugged into the program. We've got four open lines, so use them or lose them here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I wonder if there's going to be a public backlash towards the media for just going after the Ramseys. I wonder how angry you are about it. Or maybe you want to call me and tell me that you just don't care. But I wonder. I wonder what the backlash is going to be and how bad the media is going to suffer over this. All right, we'll take your calls coming up. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. It's your chance to take one of the most important institutions in this community and in this country, which is the media, and open it up and look at it and examine it. You know, tell me what you think. I'll take your calls coming up.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're starting to rack up some problems around town, including a stall that was just yanked out of the left lane, northbound I-25, approaching 6th Avenue. Any traffic heading up through the tech center up towards the downtown area, you are going to find heavier, more crowded traffic getting up through the bridges. That'll break by the time you reach 6th Avenue. Southbound I-25, slow drive out of Thornton and Northland from 104th, crawling across downtown. You're trying to get outside of Aurora on northbound 225. Expect delays from Parker Road up to Mississippi. Another multi-car crash cleared over to the left shoulder. That's keeping that drive slow. Southbound 225 is now stop and go from after Parker down to the Denver Tech Center merge. And westbound C-470 after University. Have a three-car pile up. It's over to the right shoulder. Weather for today, sunny and warmer, up to 93 for a high. Slight chance of afternoon showers. We're at 64 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Go farther with confidence. Michelin Hydro Edge tires last 30% longer than Goodyear Assurance. To find a Michelin dealer near you, visit MichelinMan.com. Go to MichelinMan.com and go farther with confidence.
Blue Moose Litigation Support in Denver reminds everyone this summer to please drive safely, sensibly, and above all, defensively, especially around parks, playgrounds, and schools where children are playing. Remember, when a car hits a car, that's just an accident. But when a car hits a child, that's a tragedy. This reminder is sponsored by Ray Sunday at Blue Moose Litigation Support in Denver. Call Blue Moose Litigation Support in Denver at 303-298-7114.
Good morning, 720, 20 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know, you talk about automobile dealerships, and there's a cynicism that comes up, and I understand that. I mean, I've dealt with them, and, you know, I look at them with a jaundiced eye. And there's been all kinds of comments in the, you know, movie, I mean, Used Cars. Did you ever see that movie? About car dealerships. But I got to tell you about Rocky's Autos. I talk about them a lot on the air, and they've been great supporters of this show. And I got to thank them for that. And they really are a great place to buy a car. I mean, it's not a case of me talking about something that, that Mary and I, like, wouldn't go there ourselves. I mean, we have bought cars there. We just bought one. Well, it's probably been now 6 months ago, but they're just really good people. I don't know of any other way to put this. They have a huge selection. They're not a little dealership, and it'll take you a while to walk the lot. They've got the largest selection, one of the largest selections along the Front Range of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 500. They've got everything you can think of, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. They have their matching down incentive going on up to $1,500. You put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you got like $3,000 towards your car. And they got good, hard-working, honest people working there who are there to help you. Like Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, Spanky, Fred Labrato, Jim Monroe, Gerard Menard, all the people who work there, Ziggy, I mean, all the people who work there, Sergio, they all work very, 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 very hard. And you know, all I can really do is just tell you how I feel about them. And they're my friends, and I'm proud to talk about them. Rocky's Autos, check them out, corner 63rd and Federal.
40 years ago, we were hippies who thought we could change the world. Today, we still do. We're McStain Neighborhoods, pioneer green builders, supporters of smart growth, creators of neighborhoods where people feel connected to each other and to the natural environment. And every so often, we like to celebrate the fact that we're still here doing what we do. This year, we're celebrating in a way that we think is pretty special. Between now and September 30th, if you buy a new McStain home, we'll give you a whole year of clean, wind-generated power for your home. And that's not all. To go with your beautiful, energy-efficient McStain home, you'll also get a stylish, fuel-efficient Vespa scooter. So you'll have wind in your hair and wind power in your home. It's pretty much a wind-wind situation.
This anniversary offer is limited. Visit McStain.com for details. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
Got tickets to see Al Franken? Looking for a place to hang with other progressives before the show? AM 760 has your exclusive pass to our Al Franken pre-show party at Bayou Bob's. Stop by Bayou Bob's next to the Paramount between 5 and 7 p.m. on August 24th and receive pre-show appetizers and drink specials available only to Progressive Club members. Not a Progressive Club member? Log on to am760.net to register and get all the details. It's a pre-party before the Al Franken show with AM 760. 60 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. High today, 92, partly sunny skies. Good morning, it's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Surprise confession in the JonBenet case, but it calls into question the media's role in all of this. And also the justice system and how it works, or the legal system and how it works in this country. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
What's going on with the Nay case kind of reminds me of a friend of mine who unfortunately passed away a few years ago. But he had a lawyer friend who basically was very honest with him. He said, remember, he talked to him about a legal thing. He said, well, you know, I said, you got to remember. He says, this whole system isn't all about the truth. It isn't all about getting to the facts. It's about winning. Even if you knew that a guy was a serial killer and killed people, that your thing is to paint him as a saint, and you don't care. You don't care if you get a lie, cheat, steal, spin, whatever you have to do. And if you remember Chicago and that lawyer in Chicago, that's really exactly what the system is like, and that's really exactly what the media is like, and it's the worst that it's ever been. And now you got corporate media who basically says we have an agenda. We don't care about the truth, about the war, about anything. So I don't know what we do, but it's only going to get worse and not better, I'm afraid.
Well, I don't know if it's going to get worse and not better. I think that it's also about the idea that you get the amount of justice you can pay for.
Right.
And so if you don't have any money, then basically you're in trouble. And I think that the media collectively in this town particularly really has to answer up for this. I mean, they really have to answer up for the fact that, and we don't know whether this John Mark Carr did it or not. I mean, he claims he did, but who knows? And we'll have to see what washes out in it. But the media in this town has really got to answer up, I think, to some degree, about getting on the air and about going after the Ramseys and the fact that they basically, you know, were electronically lynched and the media. You know, the media, to my mind, is in a poor situation anyway, to begin with. I mean,
but thanks to guys like you, we might be able to turn a lot of things around. But I can tell you, you know, I live in an area that's so damn Republican, and it just makes me so disgusting that if you even put an anti-war sign out in your front yard, you'd probably get your house egged.
Well,
it's just amazing to me how sour and how toxic the whole country has become because the media just won't do anything. Do its job right. You know, thank God you guys are on, because I can tell you, a friend of mine turned me on to talk radio, and I didn't even know you guys were on, but I've never listened to Limbaugh, and I've never listened to any of that stuff, because I know it's just so crazy, but I mean, to me, just some of the outrageous stuff that goes on, you know, and I know some guys, you know, that, and I won't say that how I know them, because they'd know that I've called, but they're such ditto heads, you know, that I even had one guy says, well, I won't even associate with a guy who's a Democrat.
Well, there's a lot of that going around, but there's a lot of that going around on both sides. I mean, I've had that discussion before on the air here. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Right.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Carl in Berthoud. Carl, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
So I don't know a lot of actual facts, but I do hear a lot, and I agree with you that the money makes such a difference in the defense of accused people or suspicion people, people under suspicion. And the significant factor of it is that poor people don't have that kind of representation, and they don't have it in the media, they don't have it in the courts. With the touches on one point, with the privatization of the jails and the fact of the records that people carry. We have nonviolent criminals put in jails at a young age, And when they come out of there, they have a record and can't get a first-class job.
Well, they're also come out better criminals because jails are not about rehabilitation. They're about punishment.
Well,
and I said this in the first hour, and I wonder if there's a study out there. I'm going to have to go look when I get off, but I wonder if there's a study out there about people being incarcerated, about particularly African-Americans, about what kind of legal representation that they got
exactly.
to begin with, and the status, the economic status of people who are sitting in jail. And to me, when you have a combination, a combustible mix of the legal system cutting on a dollar bill and also the frenzy of the media, which is quick to go after people with no accountability, and you're sitting in a country where in many states they have the death penalty, to me this is a pretty scary mixture of stuff that goes on. And, you know, as I think it was David Arora called up and said that basically... You know, the media's going to get away with this. I mean, that who's going to hold them all accountable? Now, I can't name names of people who are engaged in all of this because I barely remember, a lot of it that went on. But if it turns out that this guy, John Mark Carr, did it, if it turns out that he did it, you know, I wonder what the public is going to say. I wonder what the public's going to feel. I wonder if there's going to be, a bigger backlash towards the media than there already is. Because people don't, both right and left, don't trust the media, and the media is supposed to act as a check and balance against power in this country, and they just don't do their job. Newsrooms are downsized. There's no investigative reporting really in a lot of ways. There's some, but not much, and not as much as there should be. And then you get into a situation where the administration, for instance, goes after newspapers and goes after the media when they don't like what they say, and are trying to investigate them. Both over the NSA spy story and about the CIA rendition jails, and it's just a mess. Carl, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're right, Jay. One more word, please. It is a fact that the corporate media has very few inputs except the dollars. You're right on that.
Well, because they're if you look at most of the big corporate media, they're owned by shareholders, and their first responsibility is to the shareholders. Their second responsibility, if they have any at all, is to the public, and they don't have much. And you know what? We can thank Ronald Reagan and deregulation for that. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay.
And I remember there used to be strict guidelines about things that you could and could not do on the air, and those guidelines seem to be gone now. So if you want to take off after John Mark Carr and roast him in the media or the Ramses or anybody else, you can do it. Because there's nobody to come forward and say, okay, wait a minute. You got to present the other side. I mean, we don't have to present the other side anymore. Now, sometimes that's good. For instance, with this radio station, which we have a political agenda here. Doesn't mean we can't talk about other things, but you know and I know and we know that we have a political agenda. But I don't mind putting on people from the other side. I don't have any problem with that. I'd love for Bob Beaupre to come on here, but he never would. You know, heck, we can't get Ken Salazar to come on here and face up about the Lieberman situation. How are we going to get Beaupre? But it used to be in the old days that, if you put one set of people on with one point of view, you had to put somebody else on to answer it. And now we don't have that. Plus, the lines between talking heads and pundits and journalists is all blurred, and our guest at 9 o'clock is going to talk about this very subject about Lou Dobbs. So when is all of this craziness and this crazy making going to stop? And when are we, you and I, and everybody else, going to start holding people accountable by saying, well, wait a minute, you know what? You went out and did this, and you blame these people, and you put them on trial electronically, and they never were in front of a judge and a jury, and now it turns out that it may be that somebody else might have done this. Where's the responsibility for this? I mean, does anybody in this business have any conscience? Well, you know what? I do know there are people in this business who do have a conscience. And I work with a lot of those people. And I've worked with a lot of those people all over the country. And they're just as befuddled by all of this as everybody else is. And it's sad. It's sad what goes on here. We're such a rich, powerful nation, yet we're so, unenlightened in a lot of ways. Like the story about, here's one for you, Aaron O'Neill. I don't know if you saw this or not. the story about how people can name the seven dwarfs, but cannot name the Supreme Court justices.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying I can name all of them, but I can name some of them. Now, Mary, on the other hand, last night sits down and names them all.
Oh, wow.
But couldn't name the seven dwarfs. I can't name the seven dwarfs. And how about this idea that people know who the Three Stooges are and can name the Three Stooges, but they can't name... What was the other question? That they can't name the different branch... Oh, they can't name... They know who the Three Stooges are, but they can't name the different branches of government.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's sad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in this business?
Oh, about 10 years now.
Yeah, I've seen it change. And I feel sorry for the Ramseys.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I really do. All right. What's going on? I hope I feel good for people driving I-70 this morning and 225. I hope things there are okay.
Well, if anything, I-70 is actually one of our better drives this morning. 225, not so much so, especially on the northbound side. We had a crash closer to Mississippi. All that wreckage cleared over to the left shoulder, but we're backed up northbound starting from Parker Road as you leave Aurora. And southbound 225 is awfully heavy today from after Parker getting down towards I-25. I've got to tell you, there's not much of a break for southbounders along I-25. Backup start from 120th Avenue all the way into downtown. But once you reach Spear, wide open as you continue that trek to the Denver Tech Center. Northbound I-25, however, pretty busy from University getting up into downtown. We had an earlier stall around 6th Avenue, and that jam hasn't dissipated just yet. We've got delays for westbound C-470 trying to get across Highlands Ranch. An earlier crash after University still sits off to the right shoulder there. Looking at
you,
weather.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
760 Progressive Talk.
Our children are our future. We're the Urban League of Metropolitan Denver, and we're expanding our 60-year legacy by giving our children a free, cutting-edge online education.
It creates an individual learning plan for the students.
By partnering with local churches and Hope Online, we're offering customized learning for students K-5 through 12. Give your child hope.
Come check out Hope. Give Hope a chance.
Visit denverurbanleague.org. For details, call the Urban League at 303-388-5861, extension 115.
The world's largest money show is coming to Denver with your chance to see the rarest and most valuable coins in the world and a billion-dollar display with real $100,000 bills. It's the American Numismatic Association's World's Fair of Money, August 16th through the 19th at the Colorado Convention Center. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the first-ever public unveiling of 10 1933 Double Eagle gold pieces, quite probably America's first dollar struck in 1794, and a stunning display of Smithsonian gold coins. It's free exhibits and seminars and free appraisals of your old coins and currency with hundreds of dealers ready to buy and sell. So grab that money jar. Check your pockets. You may be holding a real treasure without knowing it. To find out, just come to the ANA's World's Fair of Money, August 16th through the 19th at the Colorado Convention Center in downtown Denver. And the cost to see billions of bucks? Not 1 cent. Admission is free. To learn more about the World's Fair of Money, check our website at money.org.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices, plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make the difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing just the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. There's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
When the kid says,
Dad, are we almost there?
Now at least you'll know with a Garmin GPS. Garmin, the leader in, yep, we're there, car navigation.
I'll take you there.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:38, 30 minutes past the hour, man. I love Neil Young. High today, 92, partly sunny. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, JaMonet situation in the media, holding the media accountable. We should have some righteous bloodletting here in the next 20 minutes here about the media. By the way, before I go to your calls, here's some new audio that we have. Do we have that, Turk? Some new audio. This is John Mark Carr in Bangkok talking. This is him talking about his relationship with the late Patsy Ramsey.
I've contact to the Ramsey family, especially before Patricia passed away, and I conveyed to her many things, among them that I am so very sorry for what happened to JonBenet, and it's very important for me that everyone knows that I love her very much, and that her death was unintentional, and it was an accident, and I made several efforts to communicate with Patricia before she passed away, and it's my understanding that she did read my letters, and she was aware of me before she passed away.
What happened in the basement?
It would take several hours to describe that.
If you could be brief.
There's no way I can be brief about it.
All right, there he is. I mean, who knows if he's telling the truth or not, and the Boulder Police Department will hold a news conference at 10 o'clock this morning. Let's go to Marianne and Parker. Marianne, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I feel the media did their job because they went with the information they had, and most of their information probably came from the police. I know the Ramseys weren't very forthcoming, and I think that's why things turned around the way they did. The Ramseys just... I think there'll always be people who'll say, I think they had something to do with it because they didn't behave the way people expected them to behave. And they had this little girl with a strange name and all these clips of her doing her pageant behavior, and it was weird. And I think that's why people looked at the Ramseys and didn't even know what to make of them.
Yeah, but, you know... If you look at it, though, if you step back and look at it for a second, I mean,
who knows
how we would handle it if it was us?
And, that's it exactly.
And pageant, you know, that pageant thing. Yeah, well, you and I find that repulsive and strange.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of parents, particularly in the South, who engage in that kind of behavior.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but it doesn't make them guilty. I mean.
No, but, you know, as I said, the media went with the information they had, and I think they got a lot of information from the police, and the Ramseys weren't forthcoming. They didn't, I don't know. You know, they did do that one press conference, and I think by that time people were expecting them to act weird. And so I can't say, it's the Ramseys' fault, because you're right. Who knows how you'd react if your child was... You know, if somebody has murdered your child in your own house, who knows how you would act?
You know, I've thought about that. I mean, if I had the money that they had and it happened to me, God forbid, and it happened to Mary and I, God forbid.
Yeah.
You know, I'd lawyer up because I'm entitled to I'm entitled to a defense, and I wouldn't be very forthcoming to the media, and I wouldn't be very. I don't know how cooperative with the police I would be. I don't know. But the idea that particularly the talking heads and the pundits in this town, basically, that the media basically just kind of went after them.
And do you know what? Didn't the governor weigh in at one
point?
Yeah,
Bill Owens weighed in on it, too. That's right. I'd forgotten about that. He most certainly did. And I remember that. Now, what does he have to say? He's in Jordan, of course.
Yeah.
For whatever reason he's doing there. But, I mean, I think he's got to answer up to it, too. I think he should have something to say about it.
I think so, too.
All right, Marianne, thanks.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Jake.
Okay. Let's go to Kathy in Boulder. Kathy, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I had a couple of things to say as far... It seems the whole experience of the JonBenet situation is kind of a weird harmonic convergence, the fact that she was killed on Christmas night in the basement, the ransom note with specific number of money, and, of course, all the video. I think the police also were caught short because they had never experienced any. You know, Boulder's a pretty small police department and had not had a lot of that kind of crime in our city, something that, you know, with a small child. And so I think that it was certainly a tabloid-like fodder for the media, like the Black Dahlia case in L.A., where the woman was cut in half. I don't think they ever found out exactly who did that, but I'm sure they were suspecting any of her boyfriends or any of the people that she went to try to get a acting job and things like that.
There's a movie coming out about that, too, I think, later this year.
So it just seems to me that between the fact, and I'm not saying ineptness, because I think the Boulder police do a really good job. It's just that they weren't prepared or had any experience in this kind of bizarre murder.
All right. Does the media bear any responsibility for going after them?
Of course. But it's a rush to, you know, this old saw about the rush to judgment. They've got to get their sound bites on, and it's not a 24-hour news cycle anymore. It's like a 24-minute news cycle, and all the media that's on 24 hours a day, they can't just keep running the same thing over and over and over again. People won't watch. And so they, instead of looking at hard news or really digging deep, it's very on the surface, and it's quick, and the more sensational, the better, because people will tune in. It's like, you know, it's like a reality show that's truly real.
Yeah. I don't know what that says about us as a society. And it used to be in the old days that the tabloid stuff stayed in the tabloids and that the mainstream news media dealt with the mainstream news.
Well,
now it's not that way anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I think that once you started into this infotainment where you can't tell whether it's a show or a commercial or news or what it is, you know. Entertainment Tonight basically is a commercial for TV and television and music. You know, it's not really a show.
Yeah, and all these reality shows, too. I mean, I never watched them, but I wonder about people who watch those things and just do nothing but suck that information up. All right, let me ask you one quick question here before I run out of time. Do you think there's going to be a backlash against the media in this town?
In this town, I'm not sure. We'll have to see how it all unfolds. It's my understanding, although I just heard this, that this car guy actually provided information
right
that nobody knew about.
Yeah, okay? Through emails.
Right. So if it turns out that he was, you know, I think everybody owes the Ramseys an apology.
Yeah, you know what? I would side with you.
Okay.
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate
Welcome.
It. All right,
Bye.
Have a good morning. 7:46, 46 minutes past the hour. One line open at 303-713-7600. Bill Ritter, the next governor of the state of Colorado, and Gwen Green, Representative Gwen Green, coming up after 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're seeing delays for north and southbound I-25 this morning. Northbounders dealing with problems from an earlier stall we had around 6th Avenue. Long since cleared off, but that's a very heavy drive starting from University as you're trying to get into downtown. Southbound I-25, not much of a break from 120th Avenue all the way into the downtown area. Once you reach Spear, though, those speeds pick back up and looking great heading into the Denver Tech Center. We've got delays for both sides of C-470 crossing Highlands Ranch. A crash westbound after University still sits off to the right shoulder, about a mile back up behind that. Eastbound's been stop and go into that sunshine from Santa Fe, getting out past University. And northbound 225, still recovering from problems we had near Mississippi. That accident on the left shoulder has northbounders backed up to Parker Road and southbound Curiosity slowing from 6th Avenue. Weather for today, sunny and warmer, up to 93 for a high, slight chance of afternoon showers. We're at 65 degrees now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
HD Radio!
Sir, they'll be asking you about high definition.
High definition.
High fidelity?
High definition, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the latest in radio.
High defino.
High definition, sir.
So,
Makes AM as clear as FM?
How's the definition?
Not quite.
What's this Higley defino mean for FM?
You don't want to know, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD. Find out more on AM760.net. Here's what people are saying about Enhancelin.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugars, so I don't go through any highs or lows.
Whenever I take the Enhancelin, it has brought my blood sugar down.
Enhancelin is the all-natural dietary supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
After taking Enhancelin, now I'm consistently normal.
It works. It actually works.
Call now and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. 1-800-704-1523. Satisfaction is guaranteed, so log on to RadioValues.com or call 1-800-704-1523.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with City Boy 284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can, Volvo, for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new S60 2.5T for $349 a month for 36 months. $33.39 due at signing. Taxes, title and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
Checker Auto Parts!
What your car is really saying, number 11, the muscle car.
Gear down, acceleration on, and away! We're the classic American muscle machines. My brethren, Cuda, Goat, Firebird, and I roam the world seeking professionals to keep us in top condition. Today, we attack a secret fortress that stocks the oils and fluids we hero cars require. Plus jacks, hoists, heavy lifting gear, and all with a super strong 5% low price guarantee. Now ready to intercept the parts store parking lots? Transmit the passcode. We've got it.
On the road or in the garage, it's always Checker Auto Parts for tools, like a 42-piece air spray gun kit, 140-piece mechanics tool set, a 2-in-1 nailer stapler, or a 30-piece combo wrench set. Your choice, just $29.99 each. And diamond plate truck boxes, full or compact size, only $149. You need it? You want it? We got it.
Maintain those massive muscles. You know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
Hi, is Michael there?
This is?
Oh, hi, Michael. Wow. Okay, my name is Neil.
Yep.
And we've never actually met before, but I used to own your Volkswagen Jetta. I was the original owner, actually. I used to own it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Why am I calling, right?
No, it's cool.
I mean, maybe I shouldn't have. I just miss it, you know? And, how is it?
What?
The car? It's great, isn't it? It's so great.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
You've been driving it and stuff?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Is it dirty? Because I could wash it.
Volkswagen owners really love their cars, but sometimes they have to let them go. Then we pass them on to you. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 751. It's 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 92. Partly sunny skies. Biggest story of the morning here, the JonBenet Ramsey situation. But we're examining the media and its responsibility over going after the Ramseys. And as I've said all morning, I don't know that this guy... John Mark Carr did this. He says he did, but who knows? Let's go to Mike in Denver. Says he's a defense attorney. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good. You know, I was listening to your statement about you know, whether somebody should lawyer up or something like that. And as a defense attorney, I look at the Ramseys and I think to myself, my God, what would have happened to that family had they not had a lawyer? The media hounded them. The cops hounded them, and the prosecutors tried to prosecute them. Had they not had a lawyer, one or both of them could have been convicted of a crime they didn't commit. The wife would have died without the husband. The husband would have died without the wife. and everybody would have been wrong. And this other cat, Carl, would have been sitting in Thailand smiling. So when people sit there and say, well, you know, they got a lawyer, well, that's why people get lawyers. So they don't spend their life in prison or die without their family members for something they didn't do.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. And I was saying earlier in the morning, you know, the people that are incarcerated in this society, and you get these racist emails and these racist calls from people who will talk about how, well, look at the high degree of African Americans and Hispanics are in jail. But, you know, I wonder what kind of representation they got, if they got any at all.
Well, there are so many people that plead guilty without lawyers in Colorado. It's astounding. And the DAs have them in jail, and they want to get out of jail, so they plead guilty to a crime they may not have committed because they want to get out of jail, because they don't have the money to bond out, or because they don't have the money to get a lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, it happens every day around Colorado. Every single day it happens. People plead guilty for something that didn't happen or they didn't do because they know that if they don't, they're going to be stuck in jail for the next 6 months.
So, yeah, you know what? And I think, you know what? And I think we definitely have to examine this. I think we definitely have to take a look, a very hard look at the legal system and a very hard look at who gets incarcerated and exactly why this goes on. Mike, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay. Let me go to Stephanie in Denver. Stephanie, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I just love you.
Well, thank you. I love you, too. I need all the love I could get. Mary loves me, and you love me, and so what the heck? I got nothing left to lose, you know? I'm in good shape.
Listen, I've been thinking a lot about this since I heard this yesterday on the radio, and I was thinking, first of all, how sad it is that Patsy Ramsey had to pass away before this happened. It's just heartbreaking that she didn't get to see this.
She knew it was coming, though.
I know she knew.
Before she died that they were after somebody.
Well, that's good that she knew that. I did see that on the news before I left the house this morning. And I was thinking about, yeah, because this is what we're talking about, and about how, you know, I don't even know. I'm pretty sure that back when this happened, and because the media just wouldn't let it lie a little bit, and it probably caused the police to have a bit of a hindrance to their job, I was probably swayed in thinking that they had something to do with it. And it's irritating because back then when this happened, I was not so involved in the news and in politics and in what's going on. And now I hear the news. Where, you know, I listen to your station all day. If I'm in my truck, your station's on. And then I get home and I watch the news. And then what irritates me is then I've got to go do my own investigating to find out what's true. And that is really irritating to me that I can't just get the truth because of, you know, it's like the lady was saying about, you know, is it a commercial? Is it a show? Is it news? Is it, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I know exactly what you're saying. And, you know, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, this survey that came out, where there is a high percentage of people in this country who believe that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction.
Right. And they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I mean, and there are people walking around who believe that that's true. Just like I'm sure.
And it was
sure.
A high percentage, if I'm not mistaken, because I heard it on your show.
Yeah. So
it was a high percentage of people who believe that.
So where do they get all this information? I mean, they get it from the media. And when you think about it, I mean, I get paid, okay, to go home every single day and to keep tabs. John Turk and I get paid to keep tabs about what's going on, cruise websites endlessly, read publications, do all this stuff. But how about the person who works 8 or 9 hours a day?
Right, and then I've got to go home and do that too.
Yeah, I mean it's wrong, and there's no, you can't hold anybody accountable for anything. That's the damnedest thing. I mean, it's like, you know, the media should be held. If it turns out that this guy Carr did this, then, you know, the media ought to be held responsible for going after the Ramses.
I think they should. And you've been asking, is there going to be a backlash? And I think there will be. I think there will be, and the gentleman who just called, the defense attorney, I agree. If those people didn't have a lawyer, and secondly, if they didn't have some money, I mean, just, I can't even imagine what would have happened to them. I mean, talk about railroaded, because the railroading, they attempted it big time. And to think about what would happen if they didn't have a little money, and they didn't have, and from what I understand, this kind of, you know, it took up a lot of their cash, you know, and it just, I can't imagine what would have happened if they were just a middle or lower middle class family.
They'd be in jail.
They'd be in jail. Patsy would have died in jail. John would have died in jail. I mean, it just would have been horrible. And then all this would have came out. And, what, you know, what a fiasco that would have been.
And I'll tell you what, P.S., if they had been middle class or lower middle class, it would have been news in the community in which it happened, which is Boulder and the Denver area.
Right. Yeah,
but if you were sitting in Bayonne, New Jersey, you would have no idea what any of this was about.
Or if it was a Hispanic or African-American child.
No one would care.
We wouldn't have known anything about it. And, you know, and I can see how some people would think that maybe they had something to do with it because the whole pageant thing is a little creepy to me and all this other stuff. But who knows how you'd react.
Yeah,
what a horrible thing to happen.
You're right. It's not an excuse. Stephanie, I love you. Thank you. Call me again.
Thank you so much, Dave. Keep doing a good job. You and Turk both. Thanks.
You got it. All right, we'll continue with this, 303-713-7600, then we'll talk to Gwen Green at 8:30. So if you're on the line, hang on.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Do you have one of the baddest trucks on the road? Then put it to the test at the Rocky Mountain Badass Truck Challenge at the Island Grove Park, August 26th and 27th. Register at the gate at 7 a.m. Only the first 100 trucks will be taken. Doors open at 9 a.m. and the monster truck races begin at 2. The group mods hit the stage at 9 p.m. Saturday. Get your tickets through Ticket West or any King Supers location. Sponsored by Flowmaster, Fine Line Signs and Graphics, Summit Racing, and Rocky Mountain Mobile Truck Service.
It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my Stock Investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my Stock Investor website, call 1-800-889-8896. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-889-8896. That's 1-800-889-8896.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. A question for the suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey murder case. Did you do it?
No.
In an unusual give and take with reporters in Thailand, where he was arrested yesterday, schoolteacher John Carr admitted he was with the girl when she died, but said she wasn't murdered.
Were you playing with her? What happened?
Her death was an accident.
CBS's Aaron Moriarty tells us that doesn't seem to square with the evidence.
This death was not an accident. She was strangled while she was still alive. She fought to take the garrote from around her neck. And then she was hit over the head and she was sexually assaulted. I don't think anyone could describe that as an accident.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen calls Carr's comments on the case legal dynamite.
You can be sure that prosecutors are going to want to make Carr's public comments their showpiece exhibit if this case ever gets to trial. And you can be sure that his defense attorneys are going to try to block jurors from ever seeing it. It truly is a bombshell.
In Roswell, Georgia, Pamela Paw says she's willing to wait and see all the evidence against the man accused of killing her niece.
His maker will deal with it, and the courts in the country will deal with it.
Carr reportedly came under suspicion because of emails he sent a Colorado college professor with information only the killer should know. A report that's just been released shows that Europe is the world's immigrant magnet, but the United States isn't far behind. Live to CBS's Jim Chenevy.
And that's because, Frank, they're looking for what we like to call the American dream, the hope for a better life. This study from the Population Reference Bureau found that nearly 3 million people a year migrate from developing to industrialized nations. Now, the U.S. still attracts more immigrants than any other single nation, but nearly half, 1.4 million, moved to Europe, where, amid declining birth rates, jobs are easy to find.
In the Middle East, Lebanese army troops have moved into South Lebanon to begin policing the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. A commercial flight that landed in Beirut a few hours ago was the first since Israel imposed its sea and air blockade of Lebanon. Most people seem not to like walking through the airport barefoot while their shoes are being checked for a bomb. But in Chicago, where travelers can get booties to cover their feet, most people aren't taking them.
Based on my very preliminary review, I see the majority of people taking them
are women.
Airport spokeswoman Wendy Abrams. Well, imagine how surprised a Dallas mother was. Her 9-year-old son came home from school with a bomb.
He was on the bus. The kid gave it to him, and he put it in his backpack, and he brought it home. The kid said that he was going to leave. He had more at home. He wanted to blow up the school, so he didn't have to go to school anymore.
Teresa Holden called the police when she saw her son playing with the bomb. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 13 points. NASDAQ is up about 1. This is CBS News.
You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All backed with a national guarantee of satisfaction. Come in now and get great savings on Goodyear and Michelin tires during our national automotive sale. You're going places this summer. Make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. See LNZ 2606.
Somewhere between what a person is saying and what they're not saying, between what a person wants and what they need, lies understanding. For every client, everywhere, UBS has the distinct ability to listen, but more importantly, the commitment to understand. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call You and Us. Member SIPC.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. John Mark Carr saying he was in Boulder in that basement of the Ramsey home 10 years ago.
I was with JonBenet when she died.
No. 42-year-old schoolteacher John Carr under arrest in the 10-year-old murder case. He says he was there. He says it was an accident. He says he loved JonBenet Ramsey. Thai police explaining his reaction when told of the charges he faces.
My officer said that you are charged with first-degree murder. He said not first-degree, second-degree. What does it mean? I don't know. He said it's second-degree. It's not first-degree because it's not intentionally.
Homeland Security officials say Carr will be brought to Colorado within the next week. We do hope to learn about what will happen here at a news conference later this morning in Boulder at the district attorney's office. That press conference is scheduled for 10 a.m. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're looking at pretty extensive delays for C-470 this morning, especially westbound, which is really unusual for us. Westbound C-470 after University, there is an accident still out to the right shoulder. But that traffic is really kind of stop and go on the approach to Quebec getting out past University. And eastbound is also affected. That drive is slow from Wadsworth all the way into Highlands Ranch. We're looking at delays now for northbound I-25. It was heavy from University getting up to 6th Avenue. And now you're going to find a slow transition on the ramp northbound I-25 to eastbound I-70 with an accident working at the very end of that ramp. Like I said, we're starting to back up on I-25. 225 starting to get back to normal here just a little bit after clearing off a crash northbound near Mississippi. It's still kind of a heavy drive from Parker Road on up, and southbound starting to loosen up on that same stretch. Weather for today, sunny and warmer, up to 93 for a high. Slight chance of afternoon showers. We're at 65 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Relax in Los Angeles. Frontier goes there 7 times a day, nonstop. Be sure to book your next flight at frontierairlines.com for Frontier's lowest fare anywhere. It's guaranteed. Go to frontierairlines.com today, a whole different website.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like the 80/20 Plan, Bauhaus Dog Daycare, and All American Vogue. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
Rockies fans, come out and show your support of the home team before the season is over. Get your tickets today at Coors Field, Rockies Dugout Stores, King Soopers, 1-800-388-ROCK, or online at coloradorockies.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
It's 8:07, 7 minutes after 8. High today, 92, partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. 303-713-7600. We've been talking about the biggest story of the morning this morning, which is this whole thing with John Mark Carr claiming that he killed, confessing to the fact that he killed JonBenet Ramsey, and the media's role in all of this. Coming up at 8:30, we're going to talk to Gwen Green. There's been some charges labeled against her in a push-pull poll, and we'll see what she has to say about that, Representative Gwen Green. And then we're going to talk to the next governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter, and I'll ask him about the Paul Childs shooting. Plus, I'll ask him about Bob Beaupre's pick for lieutenant governor. And maybe we'll ask him, too, about the JonBenet situation, since I believe he was on a panel that looked into that. Then after 9 o'clock, since we're talking about the media this morning, there I know a lot of you who watch CNN's Lou Dobbs, but there may be some things about Lou Dobbs that you don't realize, that you don't know. I didn't know, although I've always kind of suspected about Lou. And we've got a writer from the Nation magazine, Daphne Evitar, who talked to people involved with Lou Dobbs' show about his Broken Border series and about the fact that he puts on guests that have connections to hate groups and doesn't come forward and tell you that, and that also that he sends reporters out and that they have to adhere to his line or they don't get on. And we'll talk about his role, whether he's a journalist, a pundit, and whether he is dispensing opinion and shaping the news or really giving you the truth, which these days in the media you can't tell a lot of the time what's going on out there. All right, it's a one line open at 303-713-7600. There's so many aspects of this the story to examine, and principally the media's aspect of it, and then also, this whole fact about if this were an African-American or Hispanic girl, would this get national coverage from middle or lower middle class? And also the media's responsibility in this, too. Mike Litwin, I believe, in the Rocky Mountain News this morning, writes a pretty stinging column about the media. Let's go to Jamal in Denver. Jamal, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hi, how are you?
It's good to talk to you again.
Nice to have you on.
I just wanted to run a parallel with what you were just saying, piggyback off that a little bit. I think that with Arane, kind of funny how they have similar-sounding names. Her parents actually, the stepmother died just recently, and it didn't get any national coverage. They took the children out of the home. They're still in foster care right now. They won't give them back to the father. They have no evidence. They haven't proved anything. But at the same time, here's a parallel where the Ramseys were able to leave and move to Atlanta and go on with their lives. And at least, Mr. Ramsey got an opportunity to enjoy his wife for another 10 years. They stressed the black lady out until she died. And so that's, kind of my comment on it. I really don't care one way or the other. I as far as the media is concerned, I think the media is going to do what the media does. But I think the legal system, I don't think it's fair.
Well, I don't think it is either. And as far as the media, I can guarantee you that nobody, very few people, pick any major city in this country,
right,
know about the Arane Thompson situation. I barely know about it because those are not the kind of stories that I follow. And so I can't comment about that either way. But I know this. I know that when I've lived in other cities, and I know principally the years that I spent in Chicago, there were kids on the south and west sides of Chicago,
right,
who were murdered, pushed out of windows, found in deplorable conditions.
Right.
And I know for a fact that it never...
No national coverage.
No, no national coverage at all. And it would never make the front page of the New York Times.
Right. But that's not to say, and I don't want to sound disheartening to JonBenet, because really, to be quite honest with you, she was a child. And it was an innocent baby, basically. And it's not right. And I don't want to make it a black or white thing. But the reality is, money does play a factor, because the Ramseys were able to... This man can't even get his kids. And the funny thing about that case is the children, if there was some type of foul play, the children have stick to the script. They haven't changed their story, and they want to be with their dad. And I think that, I want to hear what people have to say about that in that response.
All right, Jamal. Thank you, man.
Hey, thank you, Jay.
All right, appreciate it. Let's go to Carol in Denver. Carol, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
First of all, I want to congratulate you for stepping up to the plate and at least, you know, talking about this whole media thing. The other stations are too busy justifying why they did what they did, as far as I'm concerned. My question or my statement on all of this is, you know, this has been going on in the media now really badly for the last probably 10 years.
Right.
You know, where everything becomes speculation and no fact. And our right to know, I think, is very important, and I think the media is very important, as long as they're doing their job and giving us the facts. You know, we don't have a right to know about speculation. That's not, I think, where our rights start. Everybody can speculate, but we really need facts. And I think in England, not in England, excuse me, in Canada, if I'm not mistaken, they have really strict rules when it comes to the media and crimes and what they can report and when they can report it. And I don't even think that they can name a suspect until they're actually going through the trial, if I'm not mistaken. They can talk about the case, but they can't specifically name anybody or make statements about them.
But would you want the government leaning on the media, though, and drawing lines as to what they could or could not do? I think
they do it, yes. I don't think that we have a right to speculate on every suspect that the police are looking into and put them through the libel and slander that we do. I think it really goes over the top. And I think something has to be done to, once people are on trial, I think they're fair game. Because,
well, see, I'm uncomfortable with the idea of the media coming forward and saying there are stories you can and cannot cover. Like, I'm very, very, very disgusted with the Bush administration and this idea that,
right,
that there's this war on the press and that, boy, they're going to go after Dana Priest of the Washington Post over the CIA rendition story, that they're going to go after the New York Times over the NSA story, and that, you know, that they should be punished. But I think there is a point where we as the public have to demand some accountability, and the lines now have become blurred between what is honest to goodness hard news and what is tabloid, what is opinion making. Look, if you turn in, if you listen to talk radio,
yep,
any kind of talk radio, that's opinion.
Right.
The people on the air are not journalists.
Right.
Okay? Now, unfortunately, there are people out there who believe that they are. And I have had people call up and say, well, you're a journalist. Well, no, I'm not a journalist, okay? But the fact of the matter is, we don't make any pretense. In other words, you know what you're getting here. You know what
right.
you're getting on talk radio, whether you agree with the host or what's going on or not. But it merges over and becomes a situation where you can't tell the difference between speculation and news, and there's no accountability going on. That's, to me, when it becomes dangerous. And I don't know, as I said earlier, I don't know whether this John Mark Carr did it. I don't have any idea. You know what? I don't have any idea. But you know what? I don't know that the Ramses did it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but everybody got on the air and, like, started claiming that, you know, that they had done it and they were going crazy and, you know, I mean, the damage to that family's, if this guy Carr turns out to be the guy who did it, I mean, the damage to the family is huge. And I think it's a chance for all of us to step forward and say, okay, wait a minute. You know, enough of business as usual. We should have greater accountability. And when you make a mistake, you should own up to it.
Right.
And I don't see that being done.
I know. Well, see, all the checks and balances in this country are gone. I mean, whether you're looking at government or whatever, we used to be a self-regulating people. And where if things did get over the top, you know, they were slammed down really, really fast. We did have boundaries.
But we at one time when it came to the media, there were regulations. You know, there were regulations on all kinds of things, and I can name them off to you. Public service announcements, fairness doctrine, I could go on and on. Those
right.
things all disappeared under Ronald Reagan, and I don't think we are better off for it. I think we're worse off for it. Listen, I got to run. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate the call, Carol.
Thank you, Jay. Bye-bye.
Okay. You know, it used to be if you attack somebody publicly on the air, you had to fill out an FCC attack form. Now, they don't have that. You can attack anybody. I mean, the only thing they can do is they can go to the, they can get in the court system and try to go after you for it. And if you're a public figure, it's really, really hard to prove. I mean, you know, libel and slander is tough to prove. As far as I know, I have worked with hosts in the past who have been sued and have had to settle out of court. People have held them accountable, and they have sued them. 8:17, 17 minutes after 8. Jim in Denver says, if they are innocent, how much damage has been done? Karen in Inglewood says, should we be saying, oh, poor Ramses and CJ and Broom?
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Near 20th Avenue all the way down into Spear, but once you pass that, you're wide open in the tech center. We're catching extensive backups for both sides of C-470, still dealing with a wreck westbound after University off to the right shoulder. That traffic's been stop and go on the approach to Quebec. Eastbound itself from Wadsworth all the way out to University is a slow ride. Southbound 225, still a little heavy right around Mississippi. That stop and go from after Parker, and northbound is recovering from earlier problems near Mississippi. Weather today, sunny and warmer, highs of 93 with a slight chance of afternoon thundershowers. We're at 66 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, got a buck? Get a truck at Freeway and Longmont Ford. $1 down and lease a new 06 Explorer or F-150 4x4 for $249 a month. $1 down, $249 a month. Simple. Longmont, 3rd and Alpine, Freeway, I-25 and Evans, or at cheaperfords.com.
Day 19, 19 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. And you've heard me talk about Coco and Jackson and just how much energy and how healthy they are. And one of the reasons is because Mary and I have fed them Purina One since they have been puppies. Now, if you're skeptical that a change in pet food could help change your dog's health for the better, I'd like to share a story with you. Purina One offers three newly reformulated total nutrition formulas, each made with original ingredients for real health. And as I've heard from listeners who have switched their pets to Purina One total nutrition formula with positive results, just like, you know, Mary and I have been feeding our dogs Purina since they've been around. You should hear about Caesar and hear from Caesar's owner, Ruth.
My dog's name is Caesar. He's a golden retriever. He'll be 3 years old in March, and he's a healthy, active dog. He does eat Purina One now, and I am so glad. He wasn't down and out, but he just didn't have the energy or the pep that he should have had. And when I changed to Purina One, you could almost see the difference within a week. He's got a lot friskier, and his mood changed. He was friendlier and more active. I mean, you can buy dog food, but really, if you don't get what they need, you're wasting your money, and you're doing the dog an injustice.
Boy, that's really true. So if you'd like to see healthy changes in your dog, call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today to take the Purina One 30-day challenge, and you'll get a coupon for a free 4-pound bag. I said free, a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Take it from Jackson and Coco. Man, they love Purina. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Hear that? It's the sound of Gigi Dennis stifling Colorado's voices. Dennis is Secretary of State, and one of her jobs is to protect our political rights. Instead, Dennis is trying to muffle thousands of Coloradans. Teachers, nurses, firefighters, workers of all kinds.
Stop them.
Do it now.
Shut them.
Hear
down.
That? That's the sound of the party bosses ordering Gigi Dennis around. She's doing their bidding instead of protecting our rights. Dennis issued a ruling that snuffs out the right to political speech and public action for people just like you. Arrogant, arbitrary, unaccountable. That's the Dennis decision. And it's as terrible as it sounds. Hear that? That's the sound of Coloradans demanding action. Gigi Dennis has transformed the Secretary of State's office from guardian of our voting rights into a partisan snake pit. She should reverse her decision and apologize to us all. We can't wait to hear that.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Morning, 8:22, 22 minutes after 8. High today, 92, partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin along with you. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to State Representative Gwen Green about this push-pull poll that's going on that's leveled some pretty, if it's true, leveled some pretty serious charges against her. And then Governor Bill, soon-to-be Governor Bill Ritter will be here to talk about Bob Beaupre's Lieutenant Governor's pick, the Paul Childs situation. And we'll ask him about the JonBenet Ramsey situation as well. Let's go back to the phones, and we'll go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. The comment I basically wanted to make was that, you know, if you look at Patsy Ramsey, you know, she had to be under a tremendous amount of stress for the amount of time. You know, from the time, number one, a child died, that has to be extremely stressful. Number two, you know, as a mother, when you lose your baby and stuff, you feel responsible, whether you had anything to do with it or not, because you feel like you didn't protect your child, and that's what we're supposed to do. And now she didn't even have a chance to grieve before the next thing. The whole society now is basically accusing her, and I'm not saying I'm any better, because like I said, you know, at one time I looked at the evidence based on what I saw, and I thought, well, you know, they possibly could have. So I'm just as worse as anybody else. But to be to have the whole world look at you as though you have killed your child and the whole world is talking about it has to be the worst form of stress in the world. And even though they had money, funds, they could move out and get away from some of that, deflect it with a lawyer, I think it had to have shortened her life if nothing else. You know, maybe she would have been able to survive cancer without being under that type of stress. And the general point I'm trying to make is that anytime you subject anyone to any type of unfair treatment, whether it's discrimination, racial, sexual, any type of unfair treatment is stressful to that person. And to be subjected to that over a long period of time usually shortens your span of life. And I think it really took away, you know, probably years or maybe, you know, who knows, she could have lived another 15, 20 years, okay, if she had not been under that amount of stress.
If you were them, would you sue the media? Would you pick out people in the media who you think unfairly tried you and convicted you?
It's more revenge, and I think at this point in time, with everything he's basically, you know, been through, I think now he would like to just pick up the pieces and go sort of, you know, have some type of normal type life and be able to kind of enjoy the rest of his family. I think that would be more effective. I probably would have that urge that I'd like to have that revenge, but, you know, I'm not sure if it's necessarily a healthy emotion considering all he's been under. If I was him, I'd be trying to relieve that stress, move on to something else, and kind of let it go. Because, like I said, I think it had a major effect on his wife's life, and at the same time, if he holds on it too long, it could shorten his life as well.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Let's go to Karen in Inglewood. Karen, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good.
What do you think?
Well, Jay, I thought maybe that I'm going to play a little devil's advocate. So
okay.
I'll probably be the least popular person on your radio show today.
Except for me.
Except, well, no, you're always the most popular.
We don't know about that, but go ahead.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say that I think in terms of the Ramseys getting a lawyer right from the beginning, well, they should have. I think any time any American citizen has any contact with the police in a criminal matter, they should always get a lawyer. It's your right, and it's, you know, the police don't always get things right. You know, they sometimes put the wrong people in jail. So, I don't see that as any sort of incriminating, thing towards the Ramseys. The fact that they wouldn't speak to the police for a month, wouldn't give a statement, that's a little more problematic for me, just because, you know, I remember that, I don't remember the guy's name, Mark Luntz, or the guy whose daughter Jessica was killed in Florida.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, his name is on the tip of my tongue. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. Anyway, that guy, when he, you know, when that sort of first came out, before they'd found his daughter, before they knew who did it, you know, they had him on the news, and they were saying, so you're cooperating with police? And he said, well, of course I am. I want to find my daughter. You know, that's what you do when your child's been taken.
Was it Jessica Lunsford?
Lunsberg, I think so. Something like very close to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, her dad was, you know, I mean, I don't know if he had a lawyer or not. I would hope that he did. But, you know, but he was very forthcoming with the police, very eager to help them, to clear himself, and then to help them find his daughter. Which, to me, sort of rings true. Like, that, it seems like that's what I would do in that situation, but who really knows? The thing about the Ramseys, I think, that is problematic and troubles people from the beginning is that they get this ransom note that says, first of all, it's odd in itself. The fact that the person who wrote the ransom note only asked for $118,000. I mean, God, if I was John Ramsey, I'd just have paid that. You know, that's nothing. Hell, if I wasn't John Ramsey, I'd pay that right now. I'd find a way to scrape up $118,000. Anyway, so whatever. But so this ransom note, which is weird, it's I don't know if you ever saw the ransom note.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, so we're a small foreign faction.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
We're individuals, yeah.
Yeah, like, it was just odd. The whole note was weird. But that's okay. Three rambling pages of ransom note. So the person's obviously crazy. But then also, if I got a ransom note that said, we have you under electronic surveillance, if you even talk to a dog, we will kill your daughter. Personally, I thought at the time, my first response would not be to invite 12 of my closest friends over to my house. I mean, they had a house full of people when the police got there.
I don't know. If I had 12
people, Jay?
Yeah, if I had a group of close friends, I'm not sticking up for them, but if I had a group of close friends,
even if you thought somebody would kill your daughter as soon as they saw the first person arrive?
Well, I'd have to go to somebody.
Well, sure you would.
You know,
but
see,
I've
thought that scenario through a bunch of times because, you know, you watch these movies and you see these stories.
Under surveillance.
Well, but you know what? I'd go to somebody. I would not willingly go along with anybody who tried to extort anything out of me.
Well, maybe not go along, but at least be discreet until you know your daughter is safe. Personally, that's... But okay, I'll give you that, too. Like, that's... All right. So they invited 12 people over, and then muddying up the crime scene, that might prove... Okay, so, all right, that's their first instinct. That's what they do.
All right, you know what? I got to get traffic, and I got Gwen Green coming up, but let me ask you this very quickly.
Wait, can I give you three more points?
Two more. I don't have time for three.
Okay.
If you make it quick.
Okay. So the body being dressed all in white, so the person killed the child and then went up to her room, found this little white ensemble somehow in the dark, and then went downstairs and
yeah, but you know what? I'm not disputing those parts of the thing.
I would like to hear them explain.
Well, you know what? I'm not disputing any of that at all. But what about this principle? Very quickly. What about, and Turk's starting to get mad at me. What about this principle? You are innocent until proven guilty.
Yes.
They never had a trial, yet everybody assumed they were guilty because the media went crazy. Is that fair?
Well, you know, Jay...
If it were you, would you like that?
No, of course I wouldn't like that.
All right, then it wasn't fair, was it?
Well, I'm not saying it was fair. I'm just saying that just because they found some guy in Thailand that they're... You know,
well, I'm not saying
clear as John Ramsey.
I'm not passing any judgment either way, but what I'm saying is...
There you are. Everyone who's called in this morning is all happy that...
I've gone to great pains to say this morning that I don't know that this guy, John Mark Carr, did it or not. I don't know. And I don't know what went on. And I've never known what went on. But I do know this. They never went to trial. And in this society, we're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. That's all. And don't accuse me of something that I didn't do now. Don't be mean.
I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to accuse you of
something. Don't be mean, because I didn't do it, I'll own up to what I did, but I can't own up to that. All right, I love you, and I got to go.
See ya.
8:31, 29 minutes away from 9, Gwen Green coming up. Aaron O'Neill.
Uh-huh. Yes?
I didn't say this guy Mark Carr did it.
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay. I just had to call another independent witness.
Rest easy.
Because, you know what, if you'd answered wrong, I just would come downstairs where you are there and beat the crap out of you. I'd chain you to the bumper of my car drag you down and, you know, push you up I-25.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, anyway, speaking of I-25, what is going on with I-25?
Boy, what a mess we've had this morning. We had a couple of big problems along I-25. Looks like we're finally cleared up that ramp. Coming off of northbound I-25 to eastbound I-70, that three car's gone. It looks like traffic's starting to flow a little more smoothly on that transition. Northbound's been busy this morning between the Tech Center and downtown from earlier problems we had around 6th Avenue. And we did have a truck stalled in the center lane southbound I-25 approaching Colfax. That's on the right shoulder. Still a heavy drive, though, in from Thornton and Norklin, and it's going to stay heavy all the way into downtown. But as far as your truck to the Tech Center, you're looking pretty good there. Clearing up westbound C-470, that accident after University, completely gone. So are the backups. And eastbound's getting a little bit better. That's still a slow drive, though, over from Wadsworth to University. We've cleared up northbound 225 from earlier problems near Mississippi there. Southbound remains a pretty busy drive, stop and go from after Parker Road on down to I-25. Weather for today, sunny, warm.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Why do Aspen Goodyear stores stand out? They are the largest independent Goodyear dealer in the state. They offer the best prices and fastest service anywhere with 5 locations to serve you. Aspen Goodyear are the experts that run My Auto Help Center, saving consumers hundreds of thousands of dollars. They offer full service with certified ASE technicians and absolutely the best prices on tires. Plus, a free alignment when you buy 4 tires. 303-771-9800. That's 771-9800.
8:34, 34 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And if I say car dealership, you go, ugh. And that's, you know, how most people are. That's why I got to go to extra lengths to talk to you about Rocky's Autos. Because Rocky's Autos is the best place to buy an automobile. Doesn't make any difference what it is you want. Why? Because they're honest and they're hardworking and they try very, very hard to make sure that you're happy. They have the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 on the lot. They are not a small dealership, and it will take you a good while to walk around and look at everything they've got. I mean, the selection is huge. Everything from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. They even had a Jaguar there and a Mercedes-Benz. They have Mercedes-Benz. I mean, they got everything. They have their matching down incentive going on, up to $1,500. So you put $15 down, they'll put $15, and you got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. And here's the thing that makes them special. It's the people who work there. People like my friends, the Alshears, Tom and Marv Alshear, great folks. Freddie Labrato, good guy. Spanky Herrera, good people. Jim Monroe, great guy. Gerard Menard, hard-working guy, good guy. These folks work really hard. Ziggy, Colby, Sergio, Steve. I mean, the name, you know, I could just give them to you, the names of people who work out there who really, really, really work hard, and they bust their rears to do the best job they possibly can. That's why Mary and I have bought from them. That's why John Turk has bought from them. That's why we send our family and friends to them. Rocky's Autos, check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. And you know what? There's nothing beats them. Get out there and see them and get treated the way you ought to be treated. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
The world's largest money show is coming to Denver with your chance to see the rarest and most valuable coins in the world and a $1 billion display with real $100,000 bills. It's the American Numismatic Association's World's Fair of Money, August 16th through the 19th at the Colorado Convention Center. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the first-ever public unveiling of 10 1933 Double Eagle gold pieces, quite probably America's first dollar struck in 1794, and a stunning display of Smithsonian gold coins. It's free exhibits and seminars and free appraisals of your old coins and currency with hundreds of dealers ready to buy and sell. So grab that money jar. Check your pockets. You may be holding a real treasure without knowing it. To find out, just come to the ANA's World's Fair of Money, August 16th through the 19th at the Colorado Convention Center in downtown Denver. And the cost to see billions of bucks? Not 1 cent. Admission is free. To learn more about the World's Fair of Money, check our website at money.org.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 837, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 92, partly sunny skies. No rain in the forecast. I want to welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk State Representative Gwen Green. And Representative, good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Jay. Good morning to you. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very nice morning this morning. First of all, I'll get to the crux of this, but I want you to talk very quickly here about the area that you represent, the district that you're in. What does it comprise? What's the district number and where does it comprise? I mean, where's the area that you represent?
I represent House District 23. And that's North Lakewood, Golden, and then there's Applewood, Pleasant View, and Fairmont.
Okay. The reason that we got in touch with you is I got an email from a guy. I assume that this is true. I don't know that it isn't. I don't know that it is. But this person sent me an email and said that they received a call from somebody conducting a poll. The first part of the poll seemed to be normal. But they said the last part concerned me. The first part of the poll asked if elections were held today, who would I vote for? They were mainly concerned about Bill Ritter versus Bob Beaupre. And is it Rame Johnson? Is that how he pronounces his name?
Ramey.
Ramey Johnson versus Gwen Green races. The guy also asked how I felt that the state Congress was doing and how I felt that Bill Owens was doing with his job. He said the part that concerns me was when the caller started reading statements about Gwen Green saying that she had taken bribes, that I would I be more or less likely to vote for her. They said that while the bribes haven't been recorded by the state, the amount was substantial and wondered how I felt about it. They also went on to give several other items that she had done, and I would still vote for her, like decreasing funds for school buses and getting students to class. I told the person that I would have to investigate these things myself before being able to comment on it. Yeah, you know, have you had other people come to you and say that this is going on in your district?
Well, you know, Jay, I've had six or eight negative campaigns against me already, just since February. I think I've had six robocalls against me, and now this is the second report of a push poll. So they're really trying to spread lies about me. I've never accepted a bribe. I just want you to know that. That's not who I am. And this push poll sounds a little bit differently than the other that I heard about. And then someone last night wrote me she had received two push polls just in a few days, and that they were just full of lies. She just, you know, and she did not say what they were about. But I presume that reflects that your writer was reflecting one of these two push polls. And it doesn't surprise me that this type of thing is coming down, because I represent my district fiercely. I mean, I'm an advocate. I'm a medical social worker, so I stand up for people. I'm used to doing that. And, for example, the folks in my district tell me they worked for 20 years to try and get some noise relief. The folks who live along highways,
mm-hmm.
they never could get noise relief, even though they were there before the highway was. And I managed to get noise relief for them in the legislature. I found the money, and we got it through, and now they can get noise relief. I've worked really hard to get health care costs down. As a medical social worker, I've seen the damage that not having insurance can do to people. I've seen the damage that being uninsured can do to people. And so I ran legislation that's supposed to get health care costs down by 10%. I co-sponsored legislation to get medication costs down. And the whole time I've been in the legislature, Jay, I have stood up to special interests like the insurance companies and the pharmaceuticals and oil and gas. And I don't know who's running this poll, but I imagine that it's being funded by groups like this.
You know, it's a shame that they don't have to disclose who they are. That's number one. And number two, I question the idea that they're you know, making these calls and they're campaigning, and they're smearing people, and it's just terrible that this kind of stuff is going on. Yeah, have you ever voted to decrease funds for school buses? You've never done that.
Oh, no, I don't even know what they're talking about.
Right.
I'm a very pro-education legislator, and I've been endorsed by CEA, the Colorado Education Association. I've been endorsed by the American Federation of Teachers. I'm very strong. I have a perfect score on education, and I'm very much a children's representative because children are my passion. I am very interested in helping children grow. I ran, for example, last year, someone came to me and told me that kids with dyslexia couldn't get audio textbooks in the schools because these kids are so bright, Jay, that they don't qualify for special education. So I ran special legislation to be sure that those kids get audio textbooks.
All right. All right. Representative Green, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for answering these questions. And if anybody wants more information about you, they can go to gwengreen.com. And good luck in your reelection effort, and it's sad that people have to stoop to this. And we'll keep an eye on it, and if we find out who's doing it, we'll damn well get on the air and expose it. Thank you so much.
I would love it. And let me just say this. My finances are totally open. My voting record is open. And, yes, have people get in touch with me if they have any concerns or questions.
All right, we'll do. Thank you, State Representative. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. There's State Representative Gwen Green. All right, let's go to the next governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter. Bill, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Jay. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. How's everything on the campaign trail?
You know, it's still very good. We believe that we're doing very well. We believe we're going to win this election, and it has to do with just traveling. In this state, Jay, we give up a lot of numbers as Democrats to Republicans, but there are also a lot of unaffiliated people. I can't tell you how many unaffiliated voters and moderate Republicans are basically saying they're going to be with us in November. And it's great news because it's how you have to win elections. And they're not asking me to do anything other than to keep telling the voters of this state the things that we've been talking about for the last year and a half.
That's great. How are campaign finances?
Good. It's a struggle every day because we have these limits, these $1,000 limits. And so I work a lot at raising money. But I'm over $2.4 million now, and just in terms of money we've deposited, we've made early media buys that really gave us the ability to buy media for October and partly September at a discounted rate, and that really helped out. So we're sitting in a very good place where that's concerned, and, you know, it's unfortunate that that is such a big part of fundraising is buying it so that you can do media, but we just need to do whatever we can to get our message out, and that's how we do it.
All right, well, I'll send you a little bit more money. I'll send you what I can afford.
You're great. Thanks, Jay.
Let's talk about a few things here. First of all, what about Bob Beaupre's pick for lieutenant governor? Comment on that?
Well, I mean, I think that it just shows a serious lack of judgment on his part, and here's why. Apparently he knew about the public comments that she had made that were, you know, I think it is very fair to say there were comparisons where she said, you know, homosexuality is an alternative lifestyle, so is bestiality, and we don't let men marry sheep. That's paraphrasing. It's not exactly what she said, but it's not too far off the mark. And, you know, she was talking about in terms of an alternative lifestyle, and I just think that that is the height of insensitivity. What I have said is that we need a public policy discussion in this state about domestic partnerships. I'm in favor of that referred measure passing. I'm opposed to the ban on gay marriage in the Constitution. But still, I understand there are people that have different views out there. We need a reasoned public policy discussion. The last thing we need is a discussion that is incendiary, that lights this thing on fire and polarizes people. And so I think it was just a serious lack of judgment on his part to have chosen her.
What about the idea that he has cast votes in Congress that has benefited his own financial interests vis-a-vis the bank that he owns?
Well, I mean, that was just, you know, that's one of those little things. And, I don't say that that's a really big, big deal. Maybe it's not a little thing, but it's just this deal that demonstrates, again, that Bob Beaupre is one way in Washington, D.C., and he's another way when he's out here on the campaign trail. he's sitting out there saying we need to be as hard as we can on people. We need to do all that we can, you know, to really, tighten up on illegal immigration. And yet he's voting to allow illegal immigrants to use matricula cards to bank and to be able to use that as a form of identification. It's just more than anything else, whether he's right or wrong about whether that should be the case, what he is talking out, talking about it in both ways. I tell you, Mark Holtzman really understood Bob Beaupre when he tagged him as both ways Bob. And we now in our campaign, when something comes up that's akin to this, we call it, you know, a classic both ways Bob moment.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that 100%. Let me ask you, I got a couple of calls yesterday about the Paul Child situation and the fact that basically you never prosecuted any police in shootings. And you and I have talked about this off the air before, and you knew that people would bring this up. Can you talk a little bit about the Paul Child situation and what went on there and about why you never found any Denver police officers guilty of unreasonable use of force? Can you talk about that?
Well, first of all, we did prosecute police officers, and we prosecuted them for unreasonable use of force. We never filed a case in a police shooting. And so there is this difference between, you know, saying that we never did anything as it related to unreasonable use of force. We would prosecute police officers when we believed that we could convict them of crimes. And the Paul Childs case, two things about that. It is a case where I looked at it, and I did not have a reasonable belief that I could convict that officer of a crime, and you have to know the entire case in order to be able to understand why I say that. And so it really has to do with an ethical parameter. A prosecutor is ethically not able to go forward with a case, or should not go forward, unless you have a reasonable belief that you can convict someone and with evidence and proof beyond a reasonable doubt. I did not have that in the Paul Childs case, and you know, people can agree or disagree with that, but I did not believe I had that, and ethically didn't think I could go forward. And interestingly, Jay, it would have been, you know, maybe the right thing to do politically. It may have been helpful to me politically. It would not have been the right thing to do. And I'll talk about the facts of the case in a minute, but let me say one other thing. In the Paul Childs case, as in every other police shooting, while I was the district attorney of Denver, we opened the entire file to any member of the public. So you could look at everything that I looked at. We were the only DA's office in the entire country where we were doing that, where we had that kind of transparency throughout. So, any member of the public who, you could come down, Jay, and you're a member of the media, but everybody could come down and to this day could still go down and look at the Paul Childs case. And I think if you do that, then you understand why a prosecutor ethically could not go forward with a reasonable belief that they could prove it beyond a reasonable doubt.
All right, in interest of time here, because we are pressed for time, if people did want to go have a look at that or any of the other cases, where do they go to? Where do they go to do that?
The DA's office. It's in the letter. Any interested party could look at any case. And so every time that we didn't file charges, we issued what's called a police shooting letter. And in that letter, we said any interested party could come to the office and look at any part of the file or all of the files. So they would just contact the Denver District Attorney's Office, and then they make arrangements. They set aside a room for people to come and look at the case. And I encourage people to do that. I really encourage people to do that. You know, there were various cases over my career that were controversial, and I would always say to people who would, you know, who would, first of all, perhaps lambast me, but maybe not lambast me, just disagree with me. It's like, I understand that, but here's what I want you to understand what the facts are that I was looking at, what the investigation looked like, you know, that it was a thorough, competent investigation, and then let's have a discussion, because the fact of the matter is the Paul Childs case, the investigation contains volumes and volumes of paperwork.
All right. Well, you know, I think it's a fair enough answer. I think anybody who has any questions ought to go ferret the information out for themselves and then draw their own conclusion. And I know you make a lot of appearances around the state, so I think anybody's free at any campaign stop to come up and ask you any questions. And I've seen you before, and I know you'll answer them.
Yeah, we pretty much answer the questions that are posed to me, or I do answer the questions posed to me. And you know, some of them involve sort of the different things we've done in prosecution, but you know, all in all, I'm really proud of my prosecution record. You know, Bob Beaupre, we're on a televised debate last week, and, you know, he took some shot at us about plea bargaining illegal immigrants. And, you know, the fact of the matter is there are people that are here illegally. They get into trouble. There are cases, there are crimes that they commit where a judge is not going to give them anything other than probation. The judge is just going to do that. They're going to give them probation. We were seeking jail sentences to ensure that we had them incarcerated and could notify the INS and get the INS to come to the county jail and get them deported. Washington, D.C. was not providing the resources for us to do that.
Right.
And that's why this debate about this is another just one of these ways where one of these deals where he's trying to have it both ways, being in Congress, not doing anything to really act on this as a problem. But when it becomes a political issue back in a governor's race, then, you know, he pretends to be sort of the voice of law enforcement. I was in law enforcement. I was a part of this, and I understand what the, you know, what the boundaries are here and the things that we can and can't do. He just continually sort of puts on the table these unachievable solutions to make it sound good.
All right. You know what? Thank you so much for your time this morning, Bill. And you're welcome on this program anytime. And I urge everybody to go to RitterForGovernor.com and give whatever you can. And I'll certainly be shooting you some money today. Thank you so much, Governor.
Okay, man. Appreciate it.
All right. There's Governor Bill Ritter. Well, he's not the governor yet, but he will be. And we'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to open phones. You want to go to open phones? You want to talk about anything you want to talk about? We'll do that. But first, we're going to talk about CNN's Lou Dobbs. And if you are a Lou Dobbs fan, stick around.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Northbound I-25 can't catch a break this morning. We've got fresh problems trying to get into the downtown area. Northbound 25 near Alameda. Big multi-car crash has a couple lanes of the highway blocked. And once again, that's going to slow down that trek in between the tech center and downtown, starting from right around Colorado on up through the bridges. Southbound I-25 looks pretty good through that T-Rex stretch. We're loosening up in other areas. Both sides of the turnpike starting to pick up in speed. I-70's back to normal. Westbound C-470, no more delays. Eastbound still a little busy on the trip across Highlands Ranch. Wrapped up on a crash, northbound I-25 ramp to eastbound I-70. Even that transition's much better. Weather for today, sunny and warmer. Highs of 93. Slight chance of afternoon showers. We're at 71 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's the Colorado State Fair Rodeo Right-Away Giveaway. Register free at Loaf and Jug to win one of three Dodge vehicles. It's the summer.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Do you have one of the baddest trucks on the road? Then put it to the test at the Rocky Mountain Badass Truck Challenge at the Island Grove Park, August 26th and 27th. Register at the gate at 7 a.m. Only the first 100 trucks will be taken. Doors open at 9 a.m. and the monster truck races begin at 2. The Groove Hogs hit the stage at 9 p.m. Saturday. Get your tickets through Ticket West or any King Supers location. Sponsored by Flowmaster, Fine Line Signs and Graphics, Summit Racing, and Rocky Mountain Mobile Truck Service.
Find your sleeve number, but hurry, this offer is valid until supplies last. Plus, pick up your free brochure on back-to-school sleep tips for the family. Select Comfort stores are located at major malls throughout the area. As a matter of fact, stop by Southwest Plaza, Flatirons Crossing, Foothills Mall, and the Colorado Mills and Belmar Mall.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I'll bet that's why it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center, and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
Stop by the two new James Hardy Siding Centers in Lone Tree, just west of Park Meadows, and in Lakewood across from Belmar. Or call 866-3-HARDIE for a free at-home siding evaluation. Schedule to reside by August 31st and get up to $2,000 off installation. Some restrictions apply.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
Our children are our future. We're the Urban League of Metropolitan Denver, and we're expanding our 60-year legacy by giving our children a free, cutting-edge online education.
It creates an individual learning plan for the students.
By partnering with local churches and Hope Online, we're offering customized learning for students K-5 through 12. Give your child hope.
Come check out Hope. Give Hope a chance.
Visit DenverUrbanLeague.org. For details, call the Urban League at 303-388-5861, extension 115.
M.A. Meyer Construction in Centennial reminds all parents that averting the tragedy of missing children means more than saying, don't talk to strangers. Take some time and teach your children about safety. Tell them how to get help when they're lost or in danger. For more, call 1-800-THE-LOST. This important message, courtesy of Mike Meyer and his fine staff at M.A. Meyer Construction in Centennial. Call M.A. Meyer Construction at 303-941-8760. That's M.A. Meyer Construction, serving the Centennial community with pride.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Time.
All right, a couple of minutes before 9. Coming up next hour, CNN's Lou Dobbs. We'll talk about him and open phones, too. Stick around here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sounds even better with an HD radio. In high definition, we sound like an FM station.
Really?
Get all the details about HD radio on AM760.net.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Our first myth, when there's a fare sale, you have to check each airline separately.
Flapdoodle! Just go to Travelocity. There's a huge sale on now. See splendid sale fares for tons of airlines all at once.
Second myth. Jet lag affects all of us.
Not me.
The big fare sale on now. Visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Who said that?
And now for the bonus round. Bob is 6 and Jane is 10. What did Eli have for dinner?
Meatloaf.
Correct. What's the difference between an orangutan?
Hippopotamus?
Correct. With gas prices so high, why doesn't everyone rent the DVDs from Netflix?
Huh. Well, Netflix delivers right to your door, and plans start at only $5.99 a month. There's really no logical explanation.
Correct! Trim down your gas budget by renting from Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. No driving, no late fees, and free shipping both ways. Netflix, it's that easy.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. He says he was with JonBenet Ramsey when she was killed.
Her death was an accident.
John Mark Carr, facing charges in the 10-year-old murder, says he loves JonBenet very much. He was arrested in Thailand where he was teaching, and he's likely to be returned to the U.S. within days. Early on, suspicion in the girl's death fell on her parents, John and Patsy Ramsey, whose sister Pamela Paw says police made up their minds right away.
The detectives stated to me on that day, the evidence wasn't even out of the house yet, that Patsy and John had done this heinous thing.
One man who worked on the case is former Boulder Deputy D.A. Tripp DeMuth. He tells the CBS Early Show,
I'm hopeful that the prosecutors have done their homework and they've matched him to the corroborating evidence, and they're not just relying on statements. So, you know, I'm reserving judgment until we see what the other evidence is in the case.
I'm Kelly Cobiella in Boulder, Colorado. John Mark Carr and his ties to Boulder are a little ambiguous at this point. The district attorney hasn't said when or why he might have come to this town. And the attorney for the Ramsey family has said that he's not going to talk about whether the family knew Carr or not before they were made aware of him being a suspect in this investigation.
Now, Carr's ex-wife says she does not believe her former husband was involved because he was with her in Alabama at the time of the murder. Word from New Orleans this morning that a federal jury has found Merck negligent for not warning a patient's doctors of the medical risks tied to Vioxx. The jury has awarded Gerald Barnett, who had a heart attack, $50 million in this second trial involving the withdrawn pain reliever. The jury has yet to set punitive damages. Are parents in denial? A new study by the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse has found a significant number of teens who say they've partied where drugs and alcohol are present, even with mom and dad in the same house. Center President Joseph Califano.
Almost all the parents say that they would not serve alcohol at their teen's party, but more than a quarter of the teen partygoers say they go to parties where parents are at home and alcohol is served.
He says too many parents are ignoring the obvious under their own roof. A fatal case of friendly fire in Afghanistan. The U.S. military says it's investigating a bomb accidentally dropped by a coalition plane that's killed 10 Afghan police officers. In another incident, two suicide bombers have killed one civilian and wounded nine others, including a U.S. soldier. This isn't the best time to be in the restaurant biz. The industry is in its worst slump in 15 years. Industry analyst John Glass says a glut may be one reason.
The casual dining industry probably has been a little bit more aggressive in its expansion over the last several years. So there may literally be, you know, too many restaurants chasing too few mouths right now.
And he says the higher price of gas has had an impact as well. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 19 points, the NASDAQ ahead 7. This is CBS News.
One good deed deserves another. That's why Western Union offers the Gold Card Reward Program. It's free to enroll, and every time you use your gold card to send a qualifying transaction, you earn points towards cool stuff like watches, cameras, gift cards, and discounts on Western Union fees. There's even a $150 gift check reward. So enroll today in the Gold Card Rewards Program at a Western Union agent location and start earning rewards. Rewards subject to change. Gold card benefits earned on qualifying Western Union money transfer and quick collect transactions only. Visit a participating agent location for details and restrictions.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. John Mark Carr says he was there when JonBenet Ramsey died and that he told John and Patsy Ramsey that he did it.
I've contacted the Ramsey family, especially before Patricia passed away, and I conveyed to her many things, among them that I am so very sorry for what happened to JonBenet.
Carr talking with reporters today in Bangkok, Thailand, where he's being held on several charges in the JonBenet Ramsey murder.
First-degree murder after deliberation, first-degree murder, felony murder, first-degree kidnapping, second-degree kidnapping, and sexual assault on a child.
Ann Hurst with the Department of Homeland Security. She says Carr will be transported back to the U.S. within a week. A press conference will be held by the Boulder's DA office at 10 o'clock this morning. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we just can't catch a break if you're northbound I-25 today. We've got new problems down heading up into the tech center, northbound I-25 just after Lincoln Avenue. It was a car versus semi accident. They still have the right lane blocked. And that has traffic backed up on the approach to Lincoln Avenue, so expect those delays if you're headed up north from Castle Rock. Also, southbound I-25, a late accident holding up your drive getting into the Denver Tech Center. This is going to be just after Hamden has the left lane blocked, and we're really stacked across all lanes from just after Yale heading into the DTC. Eastbound 6th Avenue, a busy drive yet. Stop and go, 6th Avenue from Sheridan getting out past Federal. An accident there was in the right lane. That's now clear over to the right shoulder. Looks like we've loosened up nicely across the rest of our highways this morning. Looking at your weather today, sunny and warmer.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Tricia Patterson Fellow. She has written about international law and the development for New York Times Magazine, The Nation, and others. And she's got a article out about Lou Dobbs and CNN that is on The Nation website and will be in print, I believe. I think, Daphne, if I'm not wrong, what is it coming out to this coming week, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And welcome to the program. I have long not been a fan of Lou Dobbs. I could never quite pin down what it is about him. Yeah, I can. He does the same story over and over and over again every single night, and he doesn't seem to provide any solutions to the problems of illegal immigration. And he's got constant criticism. But then after I read your article, I realized that this guy's not a journalist, and basically what he's doing is he's stage managing the news, and he's not engaging in truthful disclosure. Talk a little bit about that. For instance, let's start with the guests that he puts on.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what he does. It's not really news, and yet he presents it as if it is news. He starts out as if he's doing a nightly newscast, and then he has on guests from organizations like the Federation for American Immigration Reform or the Center for Immigration Studies, which are these very right-wing anti-immigrant groups, and he presents them as if these are mainstream experts. And then he has these features where he quotes people from extreme racist and nativist groups, which include the Council of Conservative Citizens, American Patrol, groups that have been branded hate groups, that have been considered white nationalist groups, and he never actually identifies that the people he's quoting are from those groups or are leaders of those groups or have made some really outrageous statements. So you get one side of the story, and yet it's presented as if this is the mainstream view.
Now, some of these guests that he puts on, when you go do research on them, it turns out that they're members of what the Southern Poverty Law Center calls hate groups.
Right, exactly. Like the Council of Conservative Citizens. I mean, this group is really extreme. This group has called blacks a retrograde species of humanity. They've said that immigration is turning the U.S. population into a slimy brown mass of glop. I mean, this isn't just sort of minor stuff. These guys are really extreme, and yet he'll quote people from these groups and never let us know this is an extremist group.
Also in your article, you talk about the fact that he stage manages the news. In other words, when he sends out reporters, and, you know, I can name some of them. I mean, Casey Winan, I think, is one who shows up all the time in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
He's got others that he sends out. That if they don't, A, twist the story to meet the outcome of his theories, and if they don't deliver what he wants, they don't get on. So what ends up happening is that they don't truthfully report what's actually going on out there.
Right. I mean, what I was told, and what was very interesting, was for me to speak to people who either work on his show now or used to work on his show or worked at CNN and had had contact with his show and told me off the record or anonymously, because nobody wants to get in trouble with CNN and with Lou Dobbs, who has a reputation for being someone who could really make your life miserable if you go publicly against him. But what they've said is that he only tolerates people working on his show who agree with him and will do what he says. And he assigns stories saying, this is what I want the story to say, this is what I want it to show, not let's go find out what's really going on, but this is the point I want to make, find a story to back it up. And people who disagree with him end up either getting fired or moved off the show, or their stories don't get used.
So all of those correspondents basically are beholden to him.
Yeah.
Which if you're just watching that show, you don't have any, you have no realization that any of this is going on behind the scenes.
Right. I mean, that's what's interesting. And like you said, it's the same show over and over, in a sense. It's the same story about immigration being this terrible, horrible, nightmarish thing that's going on in the United States. And yet you have no idea that there's another side to the story, that, for example, immigration has helped to expand our economy, and that all sorts of economic studies have shown that immigrants have added billions and billions of dollars to our economy. You never hear that side of the story. You hear one side of the story, which is, you know, and he always shows these clips of sneaky-looking brown people climbing over fences and hiding behind trees and trying to sneak into the country. And so that's the image of immigrants that we get on his show.
Did you call CNN and ask them to comment on this?
At least 5 times.
And they just never got back to you?
No, they got back to me, and they basically said, we're not going to comment. And I asked to speak to Lou Dobbs, and he refused to talk to me. And I asked several times, and I sent emails, and I spoke to their spokesperson, and they just refused to speak to me. And yet Lou Dobbs last Friday on his show made a really scathing attack at The Nation and at this article, you know, saying that it was completely illegitimate.
Yeah, I saw that, and the thing that was disturbing about that was the graphic that he put on the screen basically amounted to McCarthyism.
Yeah.
By using, you know, all these extreme, what would be classified as left-wing publications, he basically was engaging in McCarthyism. He basically was slandering you and slandering The Nation and didn't really adequately answer any of the criticisms.
Well, that's what was so interesting, because I called CNN repeatedly and I said, look, this is what we're going to say. This is the what I found out in speaking to people and doing my research. You've had these people on your show who come from extreme racist groups. What is your response? What is your explanation? Why haven't you fairly identified who these people are? I gave them a list of about 10 questions, telling them exactly what I was going to say in this article and asking them to respond, and they just didn't respond. They said, we have nothing to say.
How does he do in the ratings?
He does very well, and, you know, that's what's kind of disturbing. I mean, he has a growing following, it seems. He does very well, and therefore it seems that CNN lets him do what he wants. I mean, I imagine that probably even people in some of the senior executives at CNN may not like what he's doing, but he seems to have the right to do whatever he wants on his show because he gets high ratings, and therefore he brings in a lot of money through advertising.
Because, you know, I look at CNN in a lot of ways. I look at it as being a mess. You know, frankly.
Yeah. I mean, it was very interesting to me to talk to people who work there, some senior people who work on the news side at CNN, who said exactly the same thing. And they said,
what? That it's a hodgepodge and it's a kind of a mess?
Yeah. They said because it's been trying to compete with Fox and it's coming into this game late, it is putting on these extremist people on headline news now. They have a whole lineup of extremist people as well. And trying to kind of make it more sensational, and yet in the process they're throwing out any sense of integrity, any sense that they're presenting reliable news. I think that people feel like they still do a good job on covering wars, on being on the spot and doing on the spot news, but in terms of any sort of more analysis or daily news or domestic news, that they've sensationalized it to such a degree, and in this case, twisted it to such a degree that a lot of people there are incredibly demoralized.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I got the sense that it's a really bad time there. People are leaving, people are being fired, there's a lot of fear, people were terrified to talk to me. If I emailed them, they were afraid that the higher up levels at CNN would check all the emails to see who had spoken to me. And therefore, they couldn't speak to me.
Yeah, they have a number of problems. And, of course, the Chuck Roberts incident on Headline News, which he later had to apologize because there was a public uproar of calling Ned Lamont the Al-Qaeda candidate, it's hard to figure out exactly what it is they're trying to do and what they're trying to put over. But in the case of Lou Dobbs, you're right. I mean, he does start every single newscast as if it is a newscast, when in reality what it is it's Lou Dobbs' opinions, and the news is stage managed. And, you know, the other thing you bring up in your article, the last thing you bring up in your article that I want to talk about, because I thought I was the only person who noticed this. What about these bogus polls that he runs at the end of the show, and he always reads, you know, congratulatory emails to himself? What is up with that?
It's very funny. It seems to me a way of showing kind of gloating and showing how powerful he is and how many people agree with him. I think that he clearly wants to be playing a role in this political process. It's not just that he wants good ratings, because he actually has links on his website for how you should contact your congressman and how you should contact your senators and tell them what you think about this terrible immigration problem. And he will instruct his viewers to get involved in the political process and to tell their congresspeople what he has just told them, which is that immigrants and illegal immigrants are the nightmare of this country. We've got to militarize the border. We've got to deport all of the ones that are here. I mean, he has these really extreme views, and he clearly wants to have an influence. And so I think that these polls that he does are his way of saying, look how much influence I have. Look how many people. Look, all the American people agree with me.
You know what it is? You said this in your article, and it's really true. It's like it's akin to a test that you would be given in a classroom to see if you got the point about what he was talking about. It's not really a poll designed to encourage independent thinking and get to an independent answer.
Yeah, no, definitely not. It's more like to kind of reinforce the sense of outrage.
Yeah, it really is. I recommend everybody check this article out. You can check it out online at thenation.com or see it in print. Pick up a copy of The Nation magazine. It'll be out this coming week. On Monday, as a matter of fact. Daphne, thank you very, very much for joining us on your vacation. I really do appreciate it, and the article is just a great piece of work.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the program. All right, there's Daphne Evitar, and check out the thing on Dobbs. Boy, have we been after the media today enough? I think we really have. All right, let's go to open phones, 303-713-7600. And I got four lines open, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about up till 10 o'clock. If you want to get back on the JonBenet Ramsey story, and you didn't get enough, you didn't get on or couldn't get through or whatever the case is, talk about that. There's some other things going on in the news, which I'll talk about some of those if you don't call. But meanwhile, it's open phones, and anything you want to talk about, we can do here at 303-713-7600. And if you know you want to slam me for my role in the media, you can do that as well. Although I'm proud to say I don't, as I said earlier this morning at 6 o'clock, I don't think I really went after the Ramsey family that hard. I mean, it was something that I managed to avoid. Because frankly, those kind of stories really do not interest me. And maybe that's a shortcoming on my part.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and the golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
It's SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 923, 23 minutes after 9 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 92. Don't forget tomorrow, 720. I'll even give you the time. We'll give away a pair of tickets to go see the Broncos take on the Tennessee Titans, and we got a trivia question we'll ask, and that's tomorrow morning at 720. So I'm giving away, like, the time because I want you to win. Okay? All right. It's open phones. Whatever it is you want to talk about, we'll do it. Let's go to TJ in Aurora. TJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I'm glad that you did bring up the topic that we discussed yesterday with Mr. Ritter.
I told you I would.
Sure, and I'm glad that you did. That's why I'm commending you. Also, I'm glad that you're taking my call. But here's what my concern is with Mr. Ritter's response this morning. My concern is that Mr. Ritter did not give us an adequate degree of specifics in his response, and I'll give you some examples. The first one is, why was the officer, and he didn't answer this question, why was the officer still allowed to carry a weapon and use deadly force in view of the fact of his history concerning fatal shootings? Number two, how were the facts in the case delinquent and would not meet the legal standard of proof beyond a reasonable doubt? Number three, why did the officer not heed the advice of his fellow officer to tase the mentally retarded young man? And finally, number four, why did Mr. Ritter, refer me and the public to review the case when he could have easily explained to us and to me in clear, simple sentences of the logic that he used, the reasoning he used, and the facts and the law, in simple terms, why that he believed that his case would not pass muster? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do see what you're saying, and I think in one sense you're being unfair to him. He didn't have enough time to really to get into that. I didn't give him enough time. I didn't have enough time scheduled for him to sit down and discuss the intricacies of the case. In order to do that, I would have to have him, one, come in here. Two, I'd have to block out 30 to 40 minutes worth of time, and he'd have to sit here and talk about it. Now, knowing him as I do, I think he would probably go ahead and do that, but I didn't ask him to do that. That's, you know, that's something where you really can't get on his case, because that's my responsibility. And so if you're going to take it out on anybody, you should take it out on me, because I didn't schedule enough time in there for him to give a very detailed, nuanced answer, which is what you're asking for. Second of all, I think that if you're concerned about the case, and if you feel that his answers weren't adequate, and you obviously do feel that his answers weren't adequate, what I would do is I would take him up on his offer, which is the fact that the records are open and that you can go down there and that you can go read the stuff for yourself, and instead of relying on the Rocky Mountain News or a television outlet or the Denver Post, go down there and make up your own mind as to what happened. I mean, that's the best you can do. You can't do anything more. I mean, at least he's not hiding what went on, and at least he's not telling you that you can't see it. And there are a lot of public officials who would sit on that information and wouldn't let you see it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to pinpoint you for your scheduling requirements or how do you schedule a guest. I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you how to be a talk show hostess. I'm responding to this matter purely from the point of view of the public. I need to know certain minimum information. I don't think that you have the time to explain everything about the case, every detail, every point, but certain basic information, and that comes from English 101.
Well, yeah, but I didn't. But he didn't really have, because I had other questions that I needed to ask him. He didn't really have the time to get into that. So once again, you know what? The door is open. The invitation is there.
Yeah.
If you have minimum things that you need to know, then what you need to do is you need to take time out and go down there and look at the stuff and go find the answers and then draw your own conclusion. I think if anything we've learned from the JonBenet Ramsey situation, from numerous other things that have gone on both nationally, statewide, and locally, is that you can't always depend on the media to give you the right answer, that a lot of times it's unfortunate, but you got to go dig it out yourself.
I understand that, Jay. And I think we are on the same page.
We are on the same page.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, whenever a public servant, and as long as Mr. Ritter has been in politics, his mind and his training in English 101 should tell him, I need to explain to the public certain basic issues.
And I don't think he has...
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I understand that, and I don't think he has any problem with that. I think that if I were to go to him and say, okay, I need for you to come in here, I need for you to give me 30 minutes of your time or 35 minutes of your time, and we need to talk exclusively about the Paul Childs case, I think that he, based on my experience with him, I think that he would block out the time and that he would do it.
Yeah.
But I think that he didn't have the time once again this morning. And once again, I think that this is a case where you owe it to yourself and other people who are critical of him about this, and there are others, that they owe it to themselves to go down to the DA's office and go do the research and then draw your own conclusions about whether you think he was being truthful or not. I have a tendency to take him at his word. I believe him. I've had discussions with him about things off the air. Here's one thing I know about him. I don't agree with him on everything, but I find him to be a very highly principled individual. And I find him to be somebody who sticks to his guns, says what he believes, and the chips have to fall where they may, and sometimes what he says is unpopular, and sometimes what he says people don't like, but that's Bill Ritter, and what you see out of him is what you get. So, TJ.
Yeah, man. I don't go against that, Jay.
Go check it out. Go check it out for yourself.
I'm going to check it out.
All right?
But I'm still disappointed that he didn't give me the basic answers. That's all.
All right. I understand that.
Thank you.
All right. Call me again.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right. I mean, that's all you can do is go check it out for yourself. All right, it's 9:30 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, and Aaron O'Neill, are you present?
I am present and accounted for, sir.
It hasn't been that bad of a day today.
From the highways?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been miserable.
Has it?
Yeah, it has.
Where have I been?
Have you been listening?
Yeah, I have been.
You're bad.
I'm just trying to be optimistic.
Well, that's always good.
You know, I mean, because, you know, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
They tell you in Morning Man School 101, okay?
Okay.
that you can't get on this. You can't get on the. And this is why I've never been a morning man, really, except for maybe here and a few, and like three other places. Mm-hmm. You can't get on the air and you can't be like, "Oh, woe is me." Mm-hmm. People don't want to hear that in the morning. So you got to try to be as upbeat as you possibly can.
That's right.
Even though in reality, you feel like you feel bad.
Yeah, I know.
So I was just trying to be, you know, positive.
Very good. Very good.
So you busted me.
Yeah, I did.
All right. That's all right. I'll get back at you. I don't hold a grudge for very long.
Oh, no.
Only about 6 months.
Oh, great.
All right. So how miserable has it been?
Well, it's been really bad. But I got to tell you, everything is just about back to normal. We had these late crashes. Northbound I-25 approaching Lincoln Avenue. It's gone. Looking much better, any traffic getting into the tech center. We had a crash eastbound 6 at Federal. Still a little activity off to the right shoulder, but no delays if you're on your way in from Lakewood. Where we're still struggling is southbound I-25, a touch slow right around Spear, and busy yet from Hamden getting down into the Denver Tech Center. Had a late crash southbound I-25 just after Hamden. Was in the left lane. It's now over to the shoulder, but it's still kind of busy across all lanes of traffic there on the approach. Weather for today, sunny and warmer up to...
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
Our website at money.org.
Pirates have taken over local Volvo retailers in celebration of Volvo's model year-end sales event. To make room for all of the treasures that pirates are leaving behind, Volvo is making limited-time offers on their full line of 2006 models and are offering you a chance to win some treasure for yourself. Visit a Volvo retailer and pick up a Pirates coin with a secret code which unlocks an online virtual treasure chest. Register and enter to win great prizes like a trip for your family to a secret tropical destination, a home entertainment system, a Zizzle's Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest toy prize package, a Kodak's Ultra Slim pocket-sized EasyShare V603 digital camera, or free music downloads. No purchase necessary. Rules can be found at VolvoCarsTreasure.com or participating Volvo retailers.
Lease a Volvo S60 2.5T for $349 a month for 36 months. $33.39 due at signing. Taxes, title and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer for a test drive today.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:35, 35 minutes past the hour. High today, 92, partly sunny. It's open phones. Don't forget tomorrow, I'll give away a pair of Bronco tickets, and we got 4 hours of open phones tomorrow, plus a few guests sprinkled in. And it's good to have you along. All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Hogar in Denver. Hogar, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm a conservative who basically got goaded into calling in by some friends that I blog with on the Rocky Mountain News. And one of the things that I'd like to ask you about is, in light of this father being possibly indicted for child abuse causing death, how far do you think parents have a right in terms of putting their kids at risk?
Well, explain what you mean by that, about putting their kids at risk.
Well, in other words, here was a father, as I see it. You know, he may not be the sharpest tool in the drawer, but it seemed like he was just out, you know, to try and have fun with his kids on the lake, made, you know, two serious errors, did not have a competent spotter, and did not have a proper life vest, which resulted in the death of his son. But it's not like... you know, it was his intent to do that.
Well, what have they charged him with? I mean, you know, this is one of these cases where I have to tell you that this kind of stuff, I have a tendency not to follow those things very closely. I have a tendency not to get involved in those. And the reason I have a tendency not to get involved in them is because I just feel like that until the guy has his day in court, if he's charged with something, that it's best not to pass judgment. I feel terrible for him. I feel bad. I think there are a lot of cases out there where parents get charged with negligence that leads to homicide. But I think parents. I mean, I think that's for a district attorney to decide. I think it's for a jury to decide if it goes to court. And I think it's for the process to decide. The only thing that bothers me about the process, which I've been talking about all morning long, is that the process cuts on a dollar bill, so it cuts on the kind of representation you get. And there are a lot of people who end up behind bars, and they just don't get proper representation, and they're not going to walk like people who have, like, a lot of money, who can get a lot of lawyers. But it's everybody's right to have representation and to have an attorney. And you know the old drill about if you can't afford one, one will be appointed for you. But many times, public defenders are overworked. Many of them, particularly in death penalty cases, are ill-suited for the job. But, I can't – what you're asking me is a hypothetical that I can't – I hate to sound like Condoleezza Rice, but what you're asking me is a hypothetical that I just really can't answer because I don't know.
Okay. And – one of my concerns is that down the road, government is going to decide that certain types of religious indoctrination by parents are going to be deemed child abuse.
Well, no, I don't think that unless you cause direct physical harm, I don't think the government can do that. I mean, there's nowhere. Where is it legally? You know, I mean, you're protected in the Bill of Rights. I mean, there's no. I mean, name me a state in the union where it's against the law to raise your child as a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, or a Buddhist, or whatever it is you want to raise them as. I mean, there's no laws pertaining to that, so I don't know where you would get the idea that the government would do this when there's no laws. I mean, where are there any laws on that?
Well, you know, for instance, and not that I agree with it, but Jehovah's Witnesses don't want blood transfusion.
Well, those cases have gone to court, and probably the most famous of that was the their name starts with an H. I think it's the Hermanson family, but I can't remember if I'm saying their name right or not. Who I believe it was her son, I think, and that they didn't want him to have a treatment, and they didn't want him to have a blood transfusion, and that it threatened his life. I think in that case, I think the state has a responsibility to step in and protect the child's life because the child is a minor, and I don't think that at 13 or 14 years of age or even 16 years of age or 10 years of age, I don't think a child can really make a decision about whether, you know, they want to die or not to stand up for their religious beliefs. I mean, I think the state has a compelling interest to step in and protect the welfare of the child. So, that's not the same as going to you and saying, okay, you can't read from the New Testament to your child. You can't read from the Old Testament to your child. You can't read from the Quran to your child. That's not the same thing. That's a whole different scenario.
Okay.
I mean, look, answer me this. Would you willfully, do you think the state should willfully stand by and allow a parent to deny a child medical attention?
If that's the parent's religious belief, yes.
Well,
you know, not that I agree with it, you know. But I'm concerned about the erosion of parents' rights.
But there are no erosions. But there are no really any erosions of parents' rights that are going on per se. Uh-huh. Only that controversial aspect. And you're talking about an innocent child's life, where the child doesn't have the wherewithal, the facilities, and the maturity to make up their mind of whether they believe or not. And there are, you know, millions of Americans who are running around who would walk up to you and say, well, look, you know, when I was growing up, I was raised to believe in such and such religion, but now I'm 25 years old, and you know what? I don't agree with that anymore. I mean, you're talking about a finality in which there's no, you can't come back from that finality. You're talking about death. I mean, that's you know, that's pretty extreme. But there are no erosion of parents' rights. I mean, where are there erosions of parents' rights? You know, even when it comes to the subject of corporal punishment, I mean, you can punish your child. Now, you beat your child and you leave marks on your child and you abuse your child, then, yeah, you're going to get arrested. And you know what? Why not? I mean, adults shouldn't do that to kids.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm absolutely, that's physical violence. That's a different scenario.
Right, exactly. But, you know, if a parent takes a newspaper or the back of their hand, whether you agree with it or you disagree with it, you know, and swats Johnny when Johnny's like 5 years old and you know, pulls something off the living room table and smashes it when Johnny's been told not to, you know, that's not child abuse. That doesn't qualify as child abuse, and I don't think there's anybody who would come forward and say you couldn't do that. So, why, you know, you're being paranoid about something that isn't really going on out there. And I've lived in a lot of states. I've lived in a lot of places, and I don't know of any of those cases. And I've never had anybody ever call me about this, you know, feeling that there's some kind of erosion of parents' rights out there.
See, for instance, with this boating accident, it's tragic, but I think 30 years ago, it would have just been chalked up as a tragic accident.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, because I don't know, because I'm not privy to everything that's involved in the case, and I don't know that 30 years ago that they wouldn't. I mean, I can't make that call, and I would caution you, you know, not to make a call on that either way until all the facts are established, and until there's some kind of judicial proceeding, and you know, you find out what the end result is. I mean, I would just be careful.
Yeah, but my question is, are we saying that if you are not a 100% competent parent, that you're going to be subject to criminal charges?
No. I think what they're saying is that if they review the case of law enforcement professionals and a district attorney, a prosecutor, looks at the case and sees enough evidence that you were negligent, they're going to charge you. I think that's basically what we're saying. And there are a lot of times where they're going to, you know, back away and they're going to say, look, you know what, it was an accident and we don't find any negligence involved and, you know, you're off the hook. But we don't ever hear about those cases. Those cases never make the news. All right, man, I got...
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
Saturday, August 26th from 10 to 2, 3 miles west of I-25 at Highway 7 and Lowell Boulevard. For more info, visit anthemcolorado.com.
The good people at Tomco Drywall remind listeners that when kids head back to school, their attention is on friends, classes, and their new lunchbox.
A time when a persuasive stranger could easily find a youngster preoccupied. Make sure your children are using the buddy system as well as a safe route to and from school. An important message brought to you by Tomco Drywall, your complete residential drywall specialists. Call Tomco Drywall at 303-360-7025.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my stock investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my stock investor website, call 1-800-889-8896. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-889-8896. That's 1-800-889-8896.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:48, 48 minutes past the hour. High today, 92. Partly sunny skies. We're got open phones working here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Let me go to Ken in Fort Collins. Ken, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to say I'm a big fan of Lou Dobbs. I've been watching him for years, and I just think it's unfair to paint, his position as anti-immigrant. I think he makes a great point about illegal immigration. I don't think that he poses it with any bigotry. I just think, you know, he's one of the few people out there talking about how the middle class is being affected, and, you know, he's a news guy. You got to take what he says with a grain of salt and get your own info, but I just think, you know, it's unfair to paint that as an anti-immigrant position when it's really illegal immigrant.
I don't think it's unfair at all. If he's putting people on that have connections to extremist groups and connections to groups that are classified as being hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center, which specializes in this kind of stuff, let me finish, and that's what they're all about, and he doesn't disclose that information, then that's not being truthful, and that's not being fair, and to try to pass those people off as being mainstream spokesmen is being disingenuous, and it's lying, basically.
Well, I guess I could agree with that point, but having watched his show almost every day for years, I've obviously got to read the article by The Nation and but I don't see him having these extreme hate groups on.
Well, she names them. If you go to the article, she names names about people who are involved with the Conservative Citizens Council and other organizations that are classified as being hate groups. And it's unfortunate, but it's true. A lot of people who are involved in the anti-immigrant movement, have hate ties. And I've watched him, and I do think he is anti-immigrant, and I do think that he is extreme, and I do think that what she puts in that article, which she documents, makes perfect sense.
Well, I'm going to read the article and, you know, of course, digest it for myself, but, you know, I think he's one of the only people out there talking about how all our manufacturing jobs are leaving America, how, you know, without Lou Dobbs, the Dubai porch deal would have gone unnoticed.
No, that's not. You know what? That's not true. There are a lot of people.
Yeah, but he was the first person on that story. He was
now,
the first
there,
person
there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people out there who were talking about that, and there are a lot of people who talk about the exporting of jobs. Byron Dorgan has the book out about
it. Yeah, Byron Dorgan. Yeah, and
Sherrod Brown is running his whole campaign in Ohio on that point. It's widely discussed on the internet, and it's widely David Sirota talks a lot about it and discusses it in his book.
Lou's the first person to talk about the.
Well, he might have been the first person that you noticed to talk about it.
We're facing 12 to 20 years for doing this. You know, I mean, he's. I agree that maybe, you know, his viewpoints are a little different than most of ours, but I don't think he's being a bigot. I think he's presenting an anti.
Well, then what do you call? You know what? If you don't think he's being a bigot, then what do you call putting people on who have extremist agendas and who describe minorities as being slime and mud people?
Let me finish.
Can I please finish?
You bet, Jay.
Thank you. What do you call that?
Points of view, whether I agree with them or not.
You call that different points of view? So, in other words, people with extremist ties and people with racist viewpoints, that's just a different point of view.
Well, if we're gonna do racist viewpoints, we might as well just like Fox News off the planet.
I don't watch Fox News, and I don't believe what Fox News does.
I'm just saying, you know, I mean. I mean,
you're sitting here telling me that he's not, and I'm asking you why it is he's putting these people on and passing them off as mainstream experts, and the only defense you can give me is, well, it's a different point of view.
I don't know who these people are. Jay, I haven't read the article.
Well, that's part of the point. That's the woman's point, is that most people who watch him don't do the research and don't have any idea who this guy, who he's putting on, and he's passing them off as being something that they're not. You know, you can have a legitimate discussion about illegal immigration in this country, but you do not have to characterize brown people and African American people as being slime and as being
I've never heard Lou do that.
No, he's never done it, but his guests have done it. Go to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Go look the names up, and then go to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
I definitely will. As soon as I get off the phone, I'm getting on the internet. I'm gonna read the article.
All right, go read it.
All right. Thanks,
all right, pal. Thanks. Have a good day. Let's go to Patrick in Arvada. Patrick, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I had to call in and comment regarding the gentleman that was calling defending the father in that boating accident in Fort Collins.
Right.
You know, I don't know why he didn't bother to read the newspaper before he makes ridiculous comments on the air. When the child was 2 years old, weighed 25 pounds, was being pulled behind a boat at 20 to 30 miles per hour, and he also was intoxicated. I mean, he blew a .08 after.
Whoa!
I mean, that's right in the paper. I mean, it's one of the most, you know, obscene things a parent could do. It's completely negligent, and I can't believe there are people out there even trying to propose this view that the father needs to be defended. I mean, it's just the most ridiculous comment I think I've ever heard.
Yeah, see, I wasn't aware of that. As I said before, I maybe I'm wrong in doing this, but I have a tendency not to follow those cases. I have a tendency not to look at those. And maybe what I ought to start doing is maybe I ought to start looking at them more so that I can comment more intelligently on them. But I basically have a tendency to stay away from them because I figure that unless there's some gross inequity that goes on, you know, basically in the system where, like, they don't get proper representation or... there's some irregularity in the trial. You know, I basically, leave it to the judicial process, and I don't want to pass judgment on somebody until it's played out. I mean, I try not to. So, you know, maybe that's my fault. But see, I didn't know that he blew a .08. You're right. That's negligence.
Yeah, you know, being the father of a 2-year-old myself, who's approximately 25 pounds as well. I mean, I wouldn't even be on the back of that inner tube with her, you know, holding on to her. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just
yeah.
Speed. And
all right, you know what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do is I'm going to go look it up and read it.
Yeah, I mean, it was front page of the Denver Post yesterday, had all the details that I'm commenting on, and you know, he lied to everybody that the child fell off the boat, and you know, basically the story's conflicted with the person that was on the boat with him. And it was obvious to them that there was something funny going on, and sure enough, you know, their whole story was fabricated. So, I mean, if that's not an admission of guilt, I mean, or not, maybe not guilt, but, you know, at least he knew that something was wrong enough with his own actions that he felt the need to lie about it. You know, the article also commented that he was witnessed out there water skiing on the lake just a couple days later while there were divers trying to find the body of his child. So, I mean, that guy, I mean, personally, I think he's hanging from the highest tree, and I can't even believe there are people calling, trying to defend this guy. Just flabbergasted me.
All right, I'll check it out definitely, Patrick. Thank you for the information. Thank you for being concerned enough to call in.
I appreciate it, Jay. Take care.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Let me go to Alyssa and Parker. Alyssa, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Say, I just wanted to tell you, you missed a really great event last night.
Yeah, I couldn't go. You know, I just couldn't go.
Well, Mark Warner was fantastic. And, of course, Bill Winter was there, and Ed Perlmutter, and Angie Piccioni, and Angie had really good news. She's neck and neck.
Oh, that's great.
She's got it. And Jay Fawcett was there, and Diana DeGette. And I just wanted to say that, you know, there was a lot of concern about where we're going as far as the future before the speakers started to speak. And when Mark Warner got up there, he never once mentioned George Bush's name, but he created such an analogy of the future and where we need to go. And he started by saying, you know, we're in a tough place right now, and he said, think of snowballs, you know, falling down the hill. And he took each one of those snowballs that was growing and growing and growing and turned it into something positive. He covered health care, global warming, the war, everything. And it was just really inspiring.
You know what? I'm really impressed with him, and I want to have him on for a longer period of time. But the short period we did have him on,
yes,
I really liked what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And see, to me, that gives me, you know, gives me a feeling of positiveness and promise. And I got an email from a guy who claims, he doesn't claim, but he says he's an independent, and that, you know, that the Democrats have no ideas. And you know what? That's not true, because if you bother to go research stuff out, there are plenty of well-thought-out people like Mark Warner out there who have lots of ideas. And you know what? As time goes on, we're going to hear more from these people. And I think Mark Warner is somebody definitely worth looking at for the presidency of the United States. I really believe that.
I think you could put that mantle on his shoulders and he would carry it. And he would do as well. And, I mean, it was, like I said, just really, really inspiring.
Great. You know what? Alyssa, thank you for calling in, and thanks for the info.
You're welcome.
Okay, see you later.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, tomorrow, Broncos tickets to give away, open phones, anything you want.
Thunder Mountain of Denver. See Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two to Las Vegas. Thunder Mountain of Denver. The best pricing, the best financing, and all bikes fully serviced and ready to roll. Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months. No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles with approved credit. Thunder Mountain of Denver. Off I-70 in Pecos and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new